Hey guys, it's Jessica Kirsten. I'm on You Know What Dude podcast on riotfuckingfuckmyass.com.
Okay, come see me live. Philly, you've been asking for me. Bunch of twits over the last year. Facebooks, emails. I'm coming back. I'm coming back. The 21st of February, the 22nd, and the 23rd. Three nights, five shows, Philadelphia, Helium Comedy Club. So if you live in Philly, tell your fucking friends, grab your family, get your tickets now. Don't do walk-ups. Take your fucking credit card out, call the club, and book the seats. Get people together. Show up. Let's do this. Philadelphia Helium Comedy Club, Feb 21st to the 23rd. Spread the fucking word, and let's pack this place out. And then, I'm very excited. I'm going to be in Connecticut at the Trumbull, Connecticut, at the Treehouse on March 1st and March 2nd. I will be at Cromwell, Connecticut, for the Treehouse comedy venture. I don't know what the fuck they call it. But I'll be in Connecticut again. And then I'm going to be in South by Southwest. Holy shit show. I'm going to be there March 21st. Doing a great show with the Syndicate and Laugh Button. We got Big J on the show. I'm hosting it, the Nasty Show. So if you're going to South by Southwest, if you're going to be in Austin, Texas, the first March 12th, make sure you find the show. March 15th, I'm at the Wilbur Theater, kid. Wilbur Theater. Get your tickets now, Beantown. Get them now. Don't wait. Buy your tickets now. I put out a code out there. Get your front row tickets. Get your seats. Let's pack this place out. My hometown. I wasn't going to come back until October. I'm usually there around October or Christmas. I didn't want to come back so soon. I got some new shit. I got a few new things that I wanted to come back to you guys with now that I'm having the baby. I was going to be October, but they offered me 15th of March. I took it. I want you guys to show the fuck up. Let's have a good time, and let's pack this place. Go to my website, robertkellylive.com. Go hit tour and get all my dates. Okay, you want to come see me? Don't ask me on Twitter, when are you going to be? Just go to my fucking website and find out. Find out where I'm going to be. Go to my website, find out where I'm going to be, get my app for iPhone, and it will show you where I'm going to be. Go to riotcast.com. My dates are up there. My dates are everywhere. So make sure you come and check me the fuck out. Live. All right, so here you go. The YKWD intro that everybody loves and three people hate. But whatever. I got to do it. I got to do it. I feel better when I do it. Because, you know, I like to tell you what's going on. I like to recap it myself in my own head. And it's my podcast, so I'm going to fucking do the intros. There you go. Decision made. An adult decision has been made by the owner and fucking father of this family company, whatever the fuck it is. Boo. Bang. Boom. Intros are here. So this podcast I put together, I didn't want to talk about, I don't like to talk about specific things on the show, but it just, sometimes it just happens. The things that I want to talk about or in my life or are prevalent just come out. And the people that on the show, I wanted on the show for a long time. First one is from Keith and the Girl. She's the girl. We had Keith on last week. He was awesome. I really like him. He's very funny. I consider him a friend, and her too. And I had her on the week after. I didn't want to put them both on. They do their show. They're on the same. They're on every day. I wanted to separate them, and you know, I don't know. I just didn't want them on the same show. I wanted, there's two different crowds. I wanted Keith with this group, and I wanted her with this group. And I also had Jessica Kirsten on this one. One of my favorite, I'm not even going to call her just a stand-up comic, entertainer. She's so funny to me. All we do when we get together is jerk each other off with compliments. It's just fucking annoying to both of us, but it's true. She's great. She's funny. Her videos on the internet are amazing. If you haven't seen them, go check them out. I love her. She's totally committed. And she's hilarious. I had her on. I had Modi, who's been a friend of mine for years. And now we've been boxing together, and he, you know, he's been helping me out with a lot of, you know, not diet stuff, but food shit. Chris DiStefano and Kelly, Fat Kelly, and myself. It wound up going a lot of places. I'm not gonna get into what we talked about, but it was a real interesting podcast. I always let these go where they go. I try to keep shit on track. It's not as easy as you think, having three people, two people, eight people in a room. You know, getting people that don't know each other to kind of cohabitate and talk and not talk over each other. There was a little of, you know, them talking over each other. Being I had to correct it a lot, which I hope, you know, look, it might get annoying to you people listening, but I got to tell people to shut the fuck up. And after they got the hang of it, you know, because it's not that easy to be on radio. You know, you have to listen. And after people were listening to each other and not stepping on each other, we really got into some interesting shit. I you know, it was funny. There was some funny stuff said, but it was really interesting. A lot of stuff said. Chris knows a lot about nutrition and you know, how the body works. And everybody does. And everybody... It went where it went. And I think Noam stopped in at one point. But I think... Maybe he didn't. anyways, this podcast was... I liked it. It was very interesting. It was a long one. It's Jews, food, and suicide. So, enjoy.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Bert Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Ippy bippy baya, ippy bippy boo. Dippy dippy daya, yabba dabba doo.
Dude!
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Well, this is the show. Is that we're gonna date rate one of you, and we want to see.
Modi.
We just want to document it and see what happens.
Right. I'm the one doing the date.
Are we on already?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I just hit the button. There's no music.
There's no music.
Good for you. Good for you.
Just no. Get into it.
There's no nothing. I just hit the button and we start talking
about date rape.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay. So, Kelly, go around the room, introduce everybody.
Okay. So, everyone knows who this guy
starting
is.
Starting with me.
Kelly.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. Hey. Man of the plan. Big
Hi.
Man
Thanks
on campus.
For, Thanks.
Looking good, Bob.
Thank you.
Okay. And then when I first moved to the city, I saw this girl a lot. And I will still vouch to say one of my favorite live acts to see in the city.
That's so nice. Thank you. Oh, wait, are you talking
Jessica
about me?
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Jessica. Oh.
Thank you.
Hi, Jessica.
Oh, hi, guys.
Jessica. Yeah.
And you
yeah.
wanted to be the favorite girl.
My mother was never around.
And then we've got from the very popular Keith and the Girl, the podcast Monday through Friday. What time is it? 2 to 4?
It varies because we get to do that, but most of the time we're live at 4, but it's out as a podcast every day.
And that is the voice of Chemna. Robert, come on.
How'd you just say her name?
I say Chemna. Is that wrong?
Chemda?
Chemda.
I don't have a...
I know.
Hey, listen, she's from Australia, okay? She's an Italian from Australia. Don't fuck with her because she didn't know chamochi lechem in the horse.
I didn't meet a Jew until I met...
Do you know what it means, though? You know what chemda means?
I have
means?
No idea. I didn't meet Jews until I came to
Oy
New York.
Chemda yami moi toi karasovo.
Oh, my God. I'm converting.
You scared everybody on my phone.
I'm literally...
Isn't that what... what are you, Yemenite?
Middle
that?
Eastern. I was born in Israel.
Can I just say I'm Jewish and that made me want to leave and eat a live pig?
Someone's phone's going off.
Someone's
That's not me.
Asking.
Not mine.
Oh, it is you.
Oh, it was my alarm. I apologize.
Now you're going to get a date.
Be here now.
You're 5 minutes early. Okay, go to Modi.
Okay.
Say his name right. Modi.
Modi. Modi. That just seemed like I need to have a spit.
No.
And also... the last person, and we've got Phil as well on camera.
What
on
about?
Moses.
What about?
No, but on last. I was keeping him last.
Why would you keep him last?
Because she's in love with him.
No.
You were here for that, right?
Chris was one of the first people I ever met when I moved to the city. Chris is definitely.
All right, stop with the fucking guys. Stories before. Oh, yeah. You just announce people.
People want to feel good.
Ah, you make me happy. all right, so there you go. And we got 5 o'clock, Phil. on the photos. Thank fucking God. Here's the deal. First of all, I just got back from Marvel Comics. I don't even, is anybody a comic book fan?
No.
I'm not.
You lost the room.
Well,
we understand that they have a lot of fans.
Let me explain for the next 20 minutes what comic books are.
You have no friends.
Actually, comic books. I'd say, you know who got me into comic books? Gary Gulman.
Really?
Tall guy.
Jew.
6'6".
Gary Hullman.
Gary Hullman.
Gary Hullman.
All right, this is my kind of show, everybody.
he used to, when he quit his job, he was an accountant at a firm making a lot of money, quit to do comedy. He needed a job. I came to me. I was working at this Italian restaurant owned by the mob. I got Gary a job. Now he's 6'6". He used to bend in half and shake because he was so nervous taking people's orders.
He still
it was
shakes.
The cutest thing I've ever seen. That's because of medication now. But back then it was nerves. But no, I'm kidding.
It's still funny.
And we would, after work, I'd get on my motorcycle because I was bad to the bone. And he would get in his Honda. Because he's
a Jew accountant, said.
Jesus,
is that then the running joke? Chah is going to be the whole podcast today.
So then, me and him went down the corner.
Is that a meeting? The corner,
and we had some hummus and smoked some cigars and read comic books. No, we would get a cigar after the working all day.
Shift, yeah.
And we'd buy like a $20 cigar and read comic books. And he got me into the Silver Surfer and X-Men.
Oh, how long were you guys dating?
Oh, boom.
We almost, it was all, let me tell you something about Gulman and me. We really were not supposed to be friends, but there's just something between us.
He's a good, because you know why? I'm going to tell you, because I like both of you and I hate a lot of comics. Right. You both have amazing souls. You're both good people. You are. Honestly. You're both very, very good people. You're both fucked up a lot.
Add that.
But
in.
You're both. No, I am too.
Yeah, no, we are.
I mean, but you're both really kind. I'm serious. Yeah. And you're good to each other. I've seen you guys talk.
Yeah, he's a.
It's sweet.
He's my bubbler.
Yeah.
My bubbler.
That's sweet.
Anyway, so I have a fondness for comic books. And I like them. It was the first book I've read. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
cover to cover.
Well, yeah, I did the math. I was home. I think I left my home, technically, you could say, at 12. And then I've been on my own ever since. So the first real book that I read from cover to cover was like a comic book.
Which is really cool because now you wrote a book. Which, you know, if we're going to suck up, you wrote a book. You're so magnificent. Wait, let me stand here and say,
get up, flip the seat.
Ode to Robert Kelly.
And my book matches your jacket, your windbreaker.
Yay. Oh, wow.
Which, the first time I fucked a chick was on one of those.
Oh, wow.
And she said, she goes, I'm a spitter. And I said, what's that? And then I said,
and then you were born.
And then she fucking, my jizz came out of her vagina, earmuffs Modi.
That's called a cream pie, right?
Well, I didn't know what it was called back then because I was fucking 12.
Yeah.
I knew it was called a gooey fucking windbreaker.
Yeah.
I knew that.
I think it's called a cream pie. You call it a whoopee.
I don't understand what happens yet. Wait. Explain this to me. Maybe I want to do it.
I fucking fucked her, and then her vagina spits out the cum.
Oh,
a spitter.
Not a spitter. Oh, God. That's a.
Her vagina is
God.
Very
come on,
talented.
It's a whole thing on genres on porn
she's,
sites.
She called that is the cream. That I'm telling you, that's cream pies. That
no,
is the definition
no, you
of
stupid
cream pie.
Cream pies when you bust a load in her
Jesus
ass
Christ.
And it drips
no,
out.
No, it's
there's
when
a
you
lot
bust
of hostility.
A load in a pussy and it drips out.
There's
hang
a lot
on.
Going
squirt.
On.
Squirt.
What? No.
It's a squirter.
No, that's
squirter
different.
Is vaginal secretions coming out. This is when you get the cum and it drips out.
Thank you,
Dr.
Oz.
I know you made it the least sexy it could have been, Chris.
I'm not. I thought we were talking. I thought we were being serious. He said I walked out of his house at 12, and I was a joke around.
All right,
about
shut
this
up. Shut up, Chris. Shut
I'm
up.
Sorry for talking.
First of all, I don't like. Modi, you told him this. You called him a stupid idiot like 8 minutes into the show. I mean, it's
too
literally.
Early.
It's
too
6 minutes into the show.
Is it because of my haircut? What the fuck?
Second of all, Chris, listen, I know you don't do any radio because you're not really that comic yet, but listen.
I know.
That's why you're wearing headphones so you don't talk over people.
All right, I'm sorry.
All right, so stop yapping over him calling you a stupid idiot.
Let me do that.
But it was more like an older brother to younger brother. It was kind of
so the up. First book you read was a comic book?
Basically. Via
the first book I read was The Talmud.
Nothing on that one. Really? Jessica, I thought you'd give me a chuckle.
That's
just...
amazing that we were brought up very differently. You were brought up very religious, weren't you?
Because
I was brought up very
religious.
Reformed. It was all about money and what you wore to temple.
When did you get here?
I showed up. My parents moved to America when I was 7.
I was 4.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe we have something in common. They weren't that religious, but they needed to engulf me in Jews, like surround me by Jews so that I don't stray.
I just realized I should never have more than 2 Jews on at the time because then it gets very Jewy.
Right. It's very Jew. Where'd you go to camp?
I work at Camp Powercrest at a Jewish camp.
I went to Hillcrest Day Camp.
Get out of here.
Wow.
I went to Buchenwald.
No, you didn't. What is that? That's not a word.
Oh, my God. If you only knew that was the name of the concentration camp.
First of all, this is a B&H photo, so we're not going to laugh at all these fucking inner Jew jokes.
God.
Okay?
Buchenwald was like Auschwitz.
You think I know what fucking Buchenwald means?
Haven't you ever watched the History Channel? Haven't you ever seen
I watched them find fucking crabs and gold in the jungle. When the fucking the World War II shit comes on, I fucking turn it off. It's depressing.
I lost half my family.
Did not.
In Jersey.
Okay. No, I did. They got killed.
Did they?
Of course they did. Oh, what are you talking about?
No, my grandfather. Right,
we got great furniture, though.
My grandfather
was very
traumatized by the war. Even till today, we can't get him to walk into a crematorium.
Wait a second. Stop. All right, now, listen. What the fuck is a furniture reference?
Crematorium is not a furniture reference.
Some stuff still made it. They didn't take all the stuff.
Your family didn't make it, but your furniture did.
Some people made it out, obviously.
With furniture.
Because I'm here. But
they took furniture.
They took some heirlooms. They took some jewelry. I'm not like an armoire, but there's like
a lamp. So there's no fucking uncle carrying an armoire on his back.
Well, someone might have. We work hard for it.
They would eat it. They would eat it, swallow it, and take it to the poop.
One of my uncles swallowed a chair and shit it out, and then we all saved it.
What is it?
Nothing. I can't. There's too many people talking. Listen.
You got to really listen.
No, some jewelry and some heirlooms made it out. I'm serious.
Okay, I get that. Get jewelry. You can put that in your pocket. But
I didn't mean like, well, first of all, I thought it would get a bigger laugh. So now I feel like I bombed on your fucking show.
I thought
show.
It was funny, Jessica.
Thank you. Who did? Thank you, Chris.
We're 9 minutes in. You got a whole
show. I'd blow you if I thought we'd both enjoy it.
Yeah,
I really would.
Sure.
And I was good at that because I like to eat. It's true. I really took it.
Yeah.
So
wait, do you not do it anymore?
I do, but in different ways. We'll talk about that later. But this is the thing.
No, let's talk about the Holocaust.
I'd rather talk about the Holocaust than I would about giving a. Sorry.
Is that how you give a blowjob?
No, but I do get watch that in porn, the choking and the I like that. It turns me on.
I do like that too.
Really?
I love when a chick spits. I like a wet blowjob.
I do too. I put in the search face fucking.
I really have to really like push her head like balls deep to make her even fake a choke. Like,
oh, that's cool.
I don't get a full choke.
It does turn me on. I'm serious. I'm very open about it.
You're gay, but you.
I slept with a bunch of men, and I never say that I wouldn't sleep with a guy again. That's why I don't label myself. That's why
porn totally turns you on.
I don't watch lesbian porn or gay male porn. I used to watch gay male porn. That used to turn me on.
You know why?
Really? I'm hetero, but I only like watching gay porn.
Lesbian?
Yeah.
Then you're curious. We'll talk after the show.
Oh, you're going to turn you're going to turn Kelly out?
Maybe.
I could.
The accent's killing me.
Is it?
This is the thing.
Can you please not do that? Because I need her around. I don't want her fucking uppity in the air.
But girls love funny women. They don't. Yeah. This is the thing.
She's a comic too, though. You know that.
I know.
Okay.
But I do like watching hetero porn. I do. I only watch hetero porn. I like it like that. I like
the only thing I like about lesbian porn is when they kiss.
Nothing about it turns me on.
Well, and when guys kiss in gay porn, I've seen it. It's
romance.
It's gay for pay, so you might not be feeling
it. Something aggressive. It's too aggressive.
I love aggressive.
Well, a lot of those gay porn actors are straight guys. That's like the thing with gay porn. A lot of those guys are straight. They get 3 times as much money.
First of all, fuck you. If you make love to a man or fuck a dude, You're gay. You're bisexual.
That's not true, because what about in the movies, they pay you to, you know.
Ask my wife if that's true.
I kind of agree. If you get turned on and get... and you get a hard on and you get off.
There's Viagra. They're not necessarily.
These guys are actors.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They're not all taking. Listen to me. You're fucking a guy and you're coming. You're coming to an orgasm. You can get a hard on with Viagra. That doesn't make you come. You have to be turned on to fucking come. And when you're fucking a guy's asshole and you come, you're turned on
by
it.
You've never had sex with someone that you're like kind of mediocre. Like,
my wife. I think about fucking guys every time. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
That's hysterical.
Listen, wait a minute. Modi, get your fucking... Everybody's staring at me now. Listen, Chris, Modi, relax.
No, I'm just... All right.
I love how honest you are, though.
I think
there's something... If you're sleeping with men and you're a man, there's something going on. Yeah. I'm not saying you're gay at all, but there's...
They are men who sleep with men. If you're bisexual... Right. You're a guy, yeah. You're going to end up with a guy. If you're a bisexual girl, most of the time you're going to end up with a guy as well.
No, because I know a guy who's only gay in the back.
What does that mean?
Down low.
Can you not use this? That's like Jewish talk.
So what, he only
yeah,
catches?
What does that mean?
He only catches?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's his sloppy bottom?
He sleeps with a lot of women. His name is Face Boy. Look him up. He's awesome.
I know a lot of... I think I know some men like that too, actually.
Yeah, he's just...
I've heard of that.
He's way into guys. He's very much a size queen, but he only gets it in the back. So there's only like a one way.
Can you say it?
What does that mean?
He gets fucked.
In the asshole.
He's anal. Yeah.
He only likes to fuck. He doesn't like fucking.
Right.
He wants to receive it. He won't give it. He
does
will
he
only
fuck girls in the
it.
Pussy?
Yes. He fucks girls every which way possible.
Okay.
But he's more dominant with females and I've less so with men. Hmm. But he is one of the very few bisexual men that I know that, like you said, have not, you know, just kind of used it as a gateway.
But I saw this documentary on TV. Oh, it's on MTV where they, I don't know, something, My Life or some shit. And this couple have been together since high school. And the lady kind of lost. She's not as good looking as he was anymore. She's kind of a little older. He kind of aged a little better. Maybe he was a little younger or something. And he does gay porn for pay. But when he, let me tell you something, when he's kissing his chick and when he's fucking that guy.
I saw that one.
This motherfucker, there's a difference. There's a difference in the touch, in the face, in the fuck. There's so much more passion when he's fucking with that dude and kissing that guy. And then his wife comes in and they're, we love each other a lot. And it's just, I do this. And she goes to kiss him and he took fucking like 13-day-old chicken and rubbed it on his lips.
Can I tell you though?
You know what I mean?
I think I saw that one and that guy was gay.
What is it?
He just needed...
That's what my father used to call me. Gay.
On the football field.
Gay.
Catch the ball. Gay.
Yeah, I had a retarded father with a stroke.
I did.
I met your father. I love your father. The first time
everyone
I met,
loves my father. They didn't grow up with him.
I met Jessica's father.
He's very charming.
They live somewhere in Jersey. Some
Short Hills.
Expensive house. Billion-dollar house.
It's huge. Not a billion-dollar house.
It's a big house. I come
it's
in.
Not.
This is the first time. And they told me, like, you told me he what do you call it? He invented something, right? Lipstick?
He didn't invent...
He invented something that's in lipstick.
He invented lipstick from 1600.
He invented something that's
he
in
makes. He makes he makes makeup and nail polish and cosmetics. He has a very
he comes
big
down
company.
The stairs.
What's his name? Revlon.
No, he makes Revlon.
His name is Jew. If you saw him, it would just be Jew.
He's very good looking.
He's attractive
Brooklyn,
with
yeah,
a toupee,
70.
A little bit of a toupee.
Yeah, but
a little bit.
And this the first thing he says to me, yeah.
It looks like roadkill.
He comes down the stairs. It's awful, his toupee. And he says to me, these pants, $17.99, they're irregular.
No.
He's always joking around. No hello, no nothing.
Yeah.
Irregular. Look, this little section here is cut, but otherwise they're brand new. They're fabulous. Irregular.
And he's a millionaire.
I got to tell you something. Okay. Listen.
He's a millionaire.
Let me talk for 1 second. That is so not my father. Let me just, because people
But you know that
getting,
happened, right? You know that was
whatever. He's always joking around.
Whatever.
So, no, meaning not to you.
Oh,
I'm saying,
Jew fight.
No.
Jew fight.
How much money do you have in your account?
Yes. Hit him in the dick.
No.
Don't come.
Yes. My father.
My father's the kind of guy, you sit at the restaurant, the first thing he says is, do you have spam? The next thing that says is, do guy want, says, do you want a drink? I'll take prune juice. This is my father. Okay. Can we have the check? Right. That's my father. So the second he meets you without even saying hi, it's a joke.
It's a
He's constantly
joking. So your father was joking being a Jew.
Yeah. He's not cheap, trust me. Yeah. He likes nice things.
Here's the thing, too. Okay, so your father has a lot of cash.
And he has a wife who's 20 years younger who's hot.
I like him already.
She's hot. I mean, she was 20 when they got
together. Is she Jewish?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
She was his secretary.
Nice.
Oh, he did it the right way. Holy
shit. The whole thing. Yes.
Why did you meet her dad?
When Jessica had a child, they did a baby naming in the house.
Right.
And I played the role of the rabbi slash cantor.
It was beautiful.
We did a very nice
because
ceremony.
Because you amazed me. This is one thing I know about you, Modi. I knew you as a comic in the cellar. We kind of came up together at the cellar. But then all of a sudden I started all this other stuff you used to do. And then you were at Noam's wedding and you're singing.
Never mind Noam's wedding. I did Manny's funeral.
Yeah, you did Manny's funeral.
Manny's funeral.
You have all these other, I mean, talents or jobs or hats. I would say hats that you do.
Yeah.
Like you can marry people, right?
I have a license to marry people, absolutely.
It's crazy. I have a hard time writing a joke down. Never mind getting another small career. Like that in some people's life, I'm gonna go become a rabbi or I'm gonna be able to marry people and make money.
I'll tell you how it happened. In college I was at BU and there was a sign on the student board. If you need somebody to lead the service, to lead the service, they're going to give you $100. To be a cantor, they give you $500. So I went from Baruch Atah to Baruch. Like I just,
what was that?
You know, you just,
I don't know.
Sang it. Like
I just came. What the hell just happened?
Right. So then I got a scholarship to the Bell School of Music. Okay.
You sing?
Yeah. I got a scholarship to the Bell School of Music. It's a Jewish like school where you learn how to sing the ch properly. And then I did Howard Stern, and Stern on his thing, it's you know before you do Stern, they ask you what the pre-interview things you've done. So it was investment banking, it was cantor, this, that. He goes to me, Modi, so you're a cantor? I go, yeah. He goes, I'm gonna start something and you finish it. He goes, Baruch Hu Es Hashem Avorach. I go, Baruch.
Hey, you know what, Chris? Stupid. Let the Jews finish.
Was that a real song? I thought we were just fucking around.
We all knew it.
Oh, you really knew it?
Yes.
Oh, I just said hafla because that's the candy I know.
They're fucking Jewish. Yeah. They know it.
Oh, I thought everyone was joking.
I was at a Jewish camp. They all know it.
That's the candy.
I just said machal helpa.
First of all, this isn't Catholic where we fucking only one person in the church knows it. And we all just go, oh, Jesus.
That's what I thought.
They all know it.
Oh, I apologize.
I got from doing that Stern gig, I got this Russian couple that asked me to perform their wedding. Huge Stern fans.
Right.
And I did their wedding. And my rabbi got me a clergy license, whatever it was that you have to do with the state. So I can do the civil marriage. I did that one couple's wedding. Yeah. There were four couples at the event. They all canceled their rabbis and cantors
because they hired me. Because you're young, you're cool.
And I made it funny. If you go online.
How'd you make it funny? Did you make like balloon animals?
No. I don't know. All kinds
of
jokes.
I'll tell you what freaked me out. When I was at Jewish camp, I used to have Catholic corner. There was two Catholic kids that went there. We sat in the corner with napkins on
corner.
We had napkins.
Why didn't you just go to a Catholic one?
We had napkins on our head because they didn't have enough fucking yarmulkes, right?
Oh, hilarious.
But this rabbi would come out and take the Jewish songs and put them to like Billy Joel songs.
Right. Yeah. I can do that too.
And it was fucking awesome. I was like, this is the shit.
Elokeinu ve'elokei avoseinu retzena benu chateinu. What's that? Sing us a song.
Oh, sing us a song. You're the piano.
Elokeinu ve'elokei avoseinu retzena benu chateinu. You just put the Jewish words into
the... I know this guy who did Lechado di likrat kala ve'neshama deka ve'lam. I'm forgetting the Hebrew words, but you know that song?
Yeah. What song is that?
La da da di da da beep ma lover, wanna be my lover. So
can any of you do it to Baby Got Back?
All right.
You know what? I kill myself. I'm not even.
Okay, hang on. We're gonna start a fucking jihad with my podcast.
I literally am gonna kill myself.
Go ahead.
So what's the difference then? So rabbis, they give. I know because Catholic priests, you know,
Molest kids.
Yeah. Molest kids.
Everybody, everybody touch
I wish
kids,
I was.
Nothing.
But so rabbis get paid?
To touch kids, yes.
No, but then a rabbi is not the same as a priest. It's a different thing.
The priests don't get paid?
Priests get
paid. No. The life of self, you got to give up fucking everything.
You're so full of shit, and so is your culture.
Oh, my God.
I don't care.
Chris, if you don't step up for us.
What do you want?
Chris, your mother and your grandmother and your great-grandmother is fucking ashamed of you right now. You're a fucking, you're from Brooklyn.
I know.
You're an Italian.
Yeah, but.
Chris.
You're going to let, you're going to let them talk to you, Chris?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, what do you think? What's full of shit?
Well, it seems to me that religious leaders tend to have the most money with the most, you know, whatever.
Catholic priests?
Yes.
Are you fucking kidding me? They have no money, Catholic priests. Rabbis are the ones who have all the money.
Have you ever been to Rome?
Yeah, that's the Pope. That's different. Father Bill that just fucking sits in the rectory all day.
Not sure
money.
If you know this, but you know the mosque that's built downtown, the big controversial mosque. Yeah. The head imam got busted yesterday for laundering all the money.
I did hear about that.
Everybody made donations to fund some programs to help out kids and help out people and help out, and it all helped right his bank account. It went right in. Do they not know how to launder money?
No.
He should have just gone to a rabbi and said, Rabbi, all these people are making the donations. How do I launder this properly? The dummy put it right into his account.
I'm in the mood for curry chicken.
Well, speaking of food, listen, I want to get off this.
By the way, can I just say super quick? I'm talking about all religious leaders. There's a lot of them that are corrupt. I'm talking about in my religion. Well, I gave it up for atheism, but
that's hilarious.
It's
that is the stupidest thing.
That's the stupidest thing.
Wait a minute. When a Jew says I'm atheist, it's not like a Catholic person who says I'm Christian, I'm atheist. You can't, once you're a Jew, you're a Jew. You don't believe in God, but you're a big Jew.
I understand what I look like. I understand that no matter what, everyone's going to look at me and think Jew. But in my thoughts,
Italian.
There's no prayer. There's no
sexy Italian.
There's no God in my heart. There's no belief.
You're still a Jew.
Culturally, you're talking about.
If Hitler pulled into town tomorrow, you're next to me on that train.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I have so much anxiety right now.
First of all, not next to you. You'd be on the first train. They'd let her hang out a little while. Yeah, she's kind of hot. You'd be right on the train with a fucking patch on your shoulder.
Hello, right.
Right on your G-Star fucking jacket.
Can we talk about, one second. I did a gig, Jessica, you have to hear this. Jewish gigs. I did a gig in Old Westbury. Huge money. The guy lost a son to juvenile diabetes.
Right.
And he had this big event in his house. And he wanted to show how beautiful his house is and all his... The guy was a Holocaust fanatic. You can't imagine this. So you walk into the house and there's like a framed star that they used to wear.
Oh my God.
All kinds of crap. And you can tell there's Holocaust stuff, but you don't really pay attention to it, right?
Now you don't. You're there for the party.
You're there for the party and for the show, right?
That's right. You're there for the food.
I go into the food. Then the guy says, you want to come see where the show is.
Louder, Modi.
Right? You want to see where the show is.
What show?
The comedy show.
Where are the hors d'oeuvres?
Anyway, I go in to see where the show is, and the guy has this 9-foot by 8-foot statue made of the Holocaust, like a memorial thing. And my microphone is right in front of it.
Oh my God.
So just so you have in your visual, there's hands coming out, barbed wire, kids being held, flames.
God.
And he commissioned some artist and paid millions of dollars for this cockamamie thing to be in his living room. People were walking into the room from the food room, and like their eyes were just like, what the fuck? They were just in shock.
And you know what?
I go on stage.
Exactly.
I go on stage.
Where was there a stage if the statue
It was staged. The place sat 120 people.
Oh.
It's a living room.
How was the air? Was it stuffy?
No. At any rate, I get in front of the mic, and people are just dying to know what I'm going to open with.
Do you understand the ego of the comic that you still went, I can do it.
Me too. I'd run. I'd run out of there sobbing.
No, I would have. It's a job.
It's a job. Are you out of your mind? First of all, and once you know you're going to, once you know that you're going to.
I have it in my rider. No Holocaust.
No Holocaust statues.
Death statues. and spinning pie wheels.
I get,
that's in my contract.
I get on. And people are just dying to see what I'm going to say. It's literally a pink elephant in the room. And I get on and I say, hi, it's great to be here in Dachau.
Right.
If things work out well, I'll be in Auschwitz next week. Sorry, I'm late. The trains were running off tonight. And
oh
the place
God.
Just died laughing.
That's funny.
Wow.
That's
no, they literally did. They all died during the show.
You know what, Robert? I apologize. You were right. Speaking of food, let's continue.
Well, here's the thing, is that it's funny that you guys are all here. And you actually brought it up before the show. And you told me last week about this movie that really fucking...
Breaks it down.
It breaks it down and... There's another book that I got to that I'd like to talk about, but Hunger for Change is a movie that Modi's been bugging me. He's been texting me and talking. You got to watch it. I'm trying to imitate you for some reason.
Yeah,
I'm
making you watch it.
You're like the old lady on Golden Girls.
Right.
You have to watch it. You have to watch the movie. It'll change your eating habits.
He'll watch it if he wants to.
Why do I have to watch a whole movie? I just eat brisket
every day
It's called Hunger for Change. You've seen the movie.
I did recently, and I've been, you know, I hate doing this to people. You gotta watch this, change your life, blah, 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 because just do what you want. But it so broke it down, what foods do to you and why you should avoid it. Because until, you know, we know this stuff, and they say over and over in the movie, we know you know this, but why aren't you doing this?
Right.
And it's, you know, a lot of times it's a difference between do I order white rice or do I order brown rice? And I go, well, who gives a shit? They're both rice. It's both carbs. It's both what you kind of know. Like, they're both kind of not what I should have. I'll choose the white rice. But, you know, they're talking about what causes cancer, and they're talking about why, right. What is that? They compare cocaine to
white sugar,
to
right.
Fructose,
right.
Corn syrup, that was the most interesting part,
right.
Because they played that commercial, which really pisses me off. That commercial where you go, why would you eat that? It has high fructose corn syrup. Well, why is that bad? And the guy blanks, because for the most part we blank. We know good for you, bad for you, sounds like it's not a good idea. You know, we understand chocolate is not the best thing in the world. We understand certain things, but this, they explained why, and I love that they played that commercial. I love that they shut it down, and they spoke to you like you're a human being who's not supposed to know your entire nutritional system,
right,
you
right.
know?
And the one thing they said, that it was around halfway through the movie, that fucking shocked me. Because it's not just one guy or one company or one group.
Yeah.
It's all of the specialists in all the fields giving their opinions.
And I've read every one of their books.
Right.
All those guys.
It's all of them giving their opinions.
Right.
And they're all giving the same type, basically, opinion. And then they went, don't go on a diet.
Absolutely
don't diet.
Not. Absolutely
and I was like,
not.
What? And then the other guys, don't diet.
Right.
That's the kind of the way they roll out the movie, is that they all kind of talk and then they all give their
But again,
opinion.
We've heard that before, but you know, you're on a diet, but we're on a diet all the time.
But they do work. South Beach works.
It's a temporary work.
Okay,
because you're
right.
exchanging. You're
That's
exchanging,
my point
right.
that I was going to make, is that it works. I lost a lot of weight on South Beach.
Right.
What I never, ever fucking did is ever realize what the fuck I was putting into my mouth.
Right.
And the sugar, and then the aspartame scared the fuck out of me.
Right.
I've been doing Sweet and Low did you put Sweet and Low in my coffee? I'll kill you. She's trying to murder me.
She's murdering
That's
you.
The most
Splenda.
Splenda. Splenda, Sweet and Low, all those things are absolutely, they're so detrimental to your health. And what they do to your psyche too, they make you think you're getting something sweet, you don't get it, and now you're truly craving it. Now you're going
to
pick it up somewhere else.
That's the crazy part, is that it fucks with your brain.
But you see how what they're really saying is that everything now is genetically modified, like the cigarettes. The cigarettes are made by a company that wants to keep selling you cigarettes. So in bread now, keeping in mind, bread today has nothing to do with bread 10 years ago or bread 500 years ago. The bread we're eating today and the bread our parents ate are two different things. It's engineered, it's modified,
it has addictive ingredients in it. There's an amazing book you should read by Dr. Davis called
I'm not reading another
wheat,
book.
Wheat Belly. It's called Wheat Belly. And Dr. Oz put him on, and Dr. Oz, you know, always kept saying if you eat whole wheat bread, you'll be okay.
Right.
And this guy says, you won't be well. Whole wheat bread is bread with a little black dye in it. Brown dye. It's the worst thing in the world.
Well, from Wonder Bread, but not every, you know, you gotta get the whole grains and the real thing.
And you're wrong. So
this is good.
It's all, I'm telling you, all the breads now are completely the soil. There's another amazing movie you should see. It's called
Bad Bread.
Soil? Food Matters.
I saw that. Okay. I didn't see it, but you see
the bread, the fields. First of all, the fields now, right? It used to be.
Are you talking about the fields with like with Gladiator was walking through and the top like the wheat fields, that type of field?
No, I'm talking about the fields where anything is grown. Okay. Wheat, cucumbers, tomatoes. It used to be an even distribution of all kinds of fruits and vegetables and weeds. Now it's like each farmer does only one thing, right. Which is not good for the plant.
But why? Why?
I don't know why, but it's not a healthy thing
first
for
of
the
all,
fly.
Okay, wait a minute now. You're telling me that it's not healthy.
It's not healthy. All right, watch the documentary. They'll tell you why. I forgot the exact.
Google that, would you? Yeah, I want to know why that.
On Food Matters?
But Food Matters, yeah.
I feel like everything
Google
else,
that fact.
Though.
Don't Google the fucking. Google the fact.
But everyone's talking about like, you know, like cancer and all that, and, you know, all these chemicals. But
Chris,
you know,
real quick, Chris is very knowledgeable on, I mean, highly knowledgeable on nutrition and food, right? Am I correct?
Well, I mean, I have a doctor in physical therapy, but I'm not like a nutritionist. But what I do know,
the pussies
simple,
just got wet in the room.
But I do know the simple, you know, fact that all these documentaries. You know, of course, everything is right. It's all facts, what they're putting together. But it also matters how your body is. I mean, mine and your bodies are two different chemistry labs. So what comes in, any chemical coming into my body could cause, you know, a chain reaction and cause free radicals and cause me cancer, where you may have a certain type of genome that is just resistant to that. And no matter what you put in your body, you are not going to get this specific type of cancer. So it is, you can take the necessary steps to go on a diet or not go on a diet or put whatever you want to read in documentaries, you know, into place. But the truth is, if you have the predisposed genome to this cancer, this disease, you're going to fucking get it. That's what
you're
science
wrong,
really
but
knows.
You're wrong.
No, I'm not wrong. That's proven harder than any documentaries. And I've seen that working one-on-one with many, 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 many patients who have, you know, people, you know, you see all the time, people never smoked a cigarette in their life, die of lung cancer. People who smoke cigarettes every day till they're 96, mm-hmm. never get lung cancer. That comes down to a predisposition of genomal
aren't they in the minority though, and if you are smoking cigarettes you are no matter what increasing your chance.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But that's still the people who will get the cancer are still predisposed
gonna get cancer
to some genome where they are gonna get cancer. That's the truth.
Why it runs in families
Of course risk go up
The problem is that right now it seems like everyone's at risk with the stuff that we're putting on our table and in that's what the difference is.
You know, we're such a fat country and so predisposed. I mean, first of all I think it's 60% now of people are pre-diabetes. Diabetes as a condition increases risk for cancer because that changes your blood chemistry and now can, you know.
You know what the worst is, Robert? Would you consider that do you consider yourself addicted to food?
Absolutely. I'm addicted to food, but also that I this goes into the other thing. I got this book. My manager told me to get this book, The Power of Habit. And it was fucking, what?
Conan?
No, Jimmy.
Oh.
My other manager.
All right.
So are we with the same people?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
All right. Do more with your career. Listen,
Sorry.
I'm kidding.
Shout out Conan Smith.
I love Conan Smith. He's my manager, too, but the other one.
Yeah.
And it's basically, here's the deal. This is what fucked me up. I wake up, great day, walk the dogs, have a cup of coffee, sit at my computer. I'm looking at, I got all my sets that I recorded from Albany, and I put one in. I start doing a little work, and I check my Facebook, and then I go back to work, and then I get bored, and I check my Twitter, and then I realize that I get a lot of work, and then I got to make this call, and I got to do the show tonight, and I got to make this other call, and fuck, I got to do that, and then this is coming up, and this week, and I have to go, and I have to fly, and all of a sudden, I get tired, and I just got to take a nap. I just woke up 2 hours ago, and I got to take a nap, and I got to go down. My body shuts down, and I got to go downstairs. But I'm supposed to work out. I got to work out before therapy because I was supposed to wake up at 8 o'clock and go to the gym, but I put it off, and now I'm working. And I said that's okay, too, because at least it's work, and I'll go to the gym. But now I'm getting more tired, and then I got to take a nap. I just got to nap, and because if I don't have sleep, I won't go to therapy, and then I won't have a good show tonight, so let me go downstairs, and all of a sudden I'm in bed. Mm. And I'm sitting there curled up, and I'm just trying to sleep, and I'm not tired. I'm my body shut down, and I'm sitting there going, this is a habit. This is a habit I created in sixth grade. This is when I got overwhelmed and I got anxiety, and to defend myself from the world and the pain and the people and the places and the things, I would shut down, find a corner, find a bed, find a chair, pull a blanket over my head, make a tent, whatever I had to do to go away. So in an hour or two, I'll wake up and it will be new.
But when you were a kid, that was probably healthy so that you can continue your life.
Well, no, you have to do that.
It was
to
never
survive.
Healthy. It was never healthy. When I used to. No, when I was in sixth grade, I was depressed because I had no friends and I had no father and I had nobody to go to, and I had this raging pain inside me and fear and doubt and insecurity. I would go outside the door with my little lunch bag, kiss my mom goodbye, go around the house, open the tornado doors, go into the basement on the cement floor, way back into the corner where I made a bed, and I'd sleep all day. And I did that for 2 weeks before I got caught. I'd sleep all day by myself, awake and then asleep, awake and then asleep. And just because I couldn't face the world, and I didn't know how to, nobody said, talk to me or let me know how to do things or let me know what anxiety was or let my fears out. So that went into food. So now here I'm in bed and I'm sitting here going, oh shit, I just read this book about habits. This is a fucking habit. I'm doing what I usually do. Right. I can just get the fuck up right now and just jump on the treadmill in my house that I bought for $800 that folds up perfectly. It's the most amazing treadmill ever. I used it 5 times. It goes right away, and you just push a button. It folds down automatically. It's beautiful. And I can just get the fuck up and break this habit right the fuck now. And I just screamed, fuck it. And I got up and I jumped on the fucking treadmill. And all of a sudden, a half hour later, I felt like $1 million. Yeah. I went through the whole day.
Wow.
I had energy. I got all my work done. I had a great show. My attitude was great. Right. I ate fucking healthy because my brain was healthy enough and my psyche was healthy enough to make those choices that I needed to, just because I empowered my own fucking brain, my own character. I gave myself the power that I take away from myself. Because I realize that it's a habit I do. And when I start to create these good habits, like we go to boxing.
Right.
And, you know, Modi's a fucking animal. And he goes every day. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, I can't go every day. That's my thing. If I can't do what he does, I don't do it. I'll do it for 2 weeks and then I get tired or I get a gig or an audition and I'm like, eh, fuck it. And then I feel guilty and then I feel sad and overwhelmed. Anxiety sets in. I'm sleeping again. But I can do 2 days a week, and then I can do 2 days a week on the treadmill. That's what I can do. That's realistically what I can do and feel good about it and then eat good.
I had to set up with an intern of ours because he was like, oh, I used to run in high school, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I used to run something. I don't know. You know, I was never a runner. My body's not a running body. I'm not good at it. I more jog. I walk quickly. Whatever it is that I do. I had to set it up with him. Okay, before we start work twice a week, we're meeting a little bit early and we're going to run. Let me tell you the times when I wake up because this guy is going to be waiting for me if I don't get there. I would not have woken up. I don't want to run. I look at, before we start every time, I'm just like, oh, I don't want to do this. And then when it's done, I never think, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I always think, oh, I'm glad we did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, yeah. It's another, this boxing thing is absolutely amazing. I 2.5 years ago, I did this diet. It was a diet cleansing thing for 40 days where you eat
like
almost
Moses?
No, well, you know, it's funny because in Jewish teachings, it says to break a habit is 40 days, to break a serious habit.
Right.
Right? I think it's also in...
For Christians, it's 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, 1 month. So
for
atheists, it's
100.
I dropped... not that I was fat...
Right.
But it was very evenly around me. I was 40 pounds heavier.
You were thick.
Wow.
I was thick, but I wasn't fat. You never say, oh, Modi's fat.
We did. He behind was, your back. Was, we used to say so, all the time. You were definitely
I went
not
through, fat. I did this thing where you eat almost nothing.
Right.
But at the 21st day. At
and
the
burgers.
The 21st day.
All cum burgers if you want to mix them.
Your hypothalamus starts to change. You, right. you really
What'd you
feel
call
it.
Me?
The hypothalamus
in your brain. I can't take. Sorry.
Did you say 21 days that happens?
I love how he goes into his whole soliloquy and you guys let him rant and rave and I'm doing mine now.
I can't laugh at that. Cum and burgers.
I literally, at the end of my soliloquy, I didn't know it was one of those.
Oh, yeah.
But at
what
the end
is
of
that?
One,
you were in shock that no one interrupted you.
I was
you.
Like, Jesus Christ, if Dan Soto or Joe listened, there would have been 19 fucking shots at my...
Right, but now that I'm telling my little thing...
I'm
these
sorry.
No, so in other words, I broke my habits of bread and sugar completely.
Right.
Okay. I dropped 40 pounds in 40 days.
And that's never amazing. Wanted- but Modi, listen. No. I want to ask you a question. I'm being totally serious right now. Do you consider yourself an addict?
To food?
No. Do you consider yourself an addict to anything?
Everybody's an addict to something.
That's not true.
It is absolutely true.
100% not true.
I will fight you for this. Everybody has an addiction. Some of them are completely... You can see it. It's a smoking, drinking. Yeah. But then there's hidden ones.
So
there's
tell me the personality.
Called control.
Tell me.
Called dependency. Called independency.
But, okay,
those are all addictions.
So what's so you feel that you have addictions that you would need to go to like meetings and stuff like that. Like you're an addict. What are the characteristics of your addiction? Of you, I'll tell you who I am as an addict.
Okay.
When I'm not working on myself with anything, okay. whether it's drugs, alcohol, food. Dating.
Okay.
I could go to a casino and go crazy because right. I'm an addict. So I'm an
right. I don't
so,
have that.
So base. Well, then you're not an addict. This is
no,
the thing.
That's not
let
fair.
Me talk. Okay. No, let me talk for 1 second. In the sense that I'm talking about, you can have, what I agree with is that you have addict tendencies. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
you can have addict tendencies to be addicted to food or be, but if you're a true addict from what I've suffered from my entire life, and when you were speaking, I nodded my head 700 times because I understand what he's saying, okay? I understand exactly what you're saying.
She's looking at Robert.
This is the thing, okay?
Yes.
When there's four garbage cans and they're each an addiction. Most addicts have three lids, meaning there's one we're always dealing with. Okay?
Okay, true.
So if I'm doing really well and I'm not craving drugs or alcohol or being with different people, you know, all at one time, meaning not all in the same room, but you know what I'm saying? Like dating five people or going to a fucking, you know, casino and gambling thousands of dollars, whatever it is, I'm dealing with
food.
Right.
But the other stuff's doing okay. So addicts, and there's personalities when you really struggle with that kind of depression and hunger, meaning like having to smash your feelings. You cannot function. You can't function without help. Meaning if you're addicted to, if you deal with like a tendency to be addicted to food, you know, oh shit, I keep eating bread. I'm like totally, I feel like I'm totally addicted. That's different than not being able to literally function in the world.
Well, don't forget something, that this bread that you're eating now from that movie that we're learning, actually, I'm sorry, for that book I was telling you about.
Which
bread,
I agree with, yeah.
The bread now is also, and it's like nicotine. The bread you're eating now makes you want more of it.
Well, how do you, okay.
Right.
Oh, so here's the thing, okay.
Also, by the way, and I'm so sorry to cut off you and the host, but just because you don't nod your head at his addiction, it doesn't mean that his addiction isn't real.
No, I'm not nodding.
Right, no.
I'm not nodding. I know.
No, it just means
well.
That she doesn't like Modi
people,
as much as
no.
she likes
him. I understand
people have
Modi.
Different, everybody in the world has addictions. Some of them are blatant. Anger is an addiction, right? Anger. There was an incident downstairs. Anger is an addiction. Codependency is an addiction. Controlling is
the
an addiction.
Fuck, do you mean anger is an addiction?
Right, but it is.
But
it's
I'm
huge.
Saying if, I'm not, say, I'm not saying
your
that
you're obviously not standing in front of traffic on in you know, 4-degree weather smoking a cigarette, which is blatant addiction.
I
right?
was.
I'm not but, saying right, that Modi's but, not an, right. an addict, but a true addict in their addiction. Their addiction is taking over their entire
but anger
life.
Anger can take over
no,
your
I'm
anger
not
can take over your
life.
I'm not saying
codependency can take over your entire life too.
I'm not saying anger. Codependency did take over my life. Okay. I had to go away for a week because of it years ago. I'm not saying anger can't, codependency can't. I'm saying if you can't function in your life, I'm talking about you can't function, like you want to fucking kill yourself
right.
because you're in that addiction, yeah. that's different than just wanting to eat a donut.
Isn't that just rock bottom?
But people that
we do everything
have,
you're gonna say we're addicts, we do things to extreme.
I'm trying to explain
40 what, days you know I just stopped doing it for 40 days that doesn't
addicts
work
addicts can't no, no, do no, that
and obviously
it doesn't work
obviously but hold on, first of all, if you do this for 40 days you cut the bread, there's a diet, it's not a method, you don't just stop because you can't stop for 40
I understand
days.
What you're saying, but it's not about the bread,
it's not,
or the donuts or the sugar or this. You can understand it's the what it does for us when I'm in a hotel room and I have nobody and I can't smoke, I can't drink, I can't fuck something, I can't
exactly.
pay for
that's
sex.
That's what I'm trying to say. You can't deal with the feelings.
The things that make me, you know, all right, I can chase something.
You want to hurt yourself.
And then
you don't want to eat
When a pizza comes, when I know that pizza, it's fine. It's okay. Going to the front desk. What delivers? All right, give me that. Give me that. You get Chinese? Give me that too. Now going upstairs and going through that menu. Like a fucking pussy, you know what I mean? And then fine, I'm gonna get that pizza. Let me get the chicken wings just in case, and you know, because that's a little healthy. Chicken's healthy, even though they fried it. And you know, I want to get a couple cokes, and I want to get some chips. And then when it comes, all of a sudden you take a bite. I'm only gonna have a couple slices, and then you take one bite, and then you take two. My mouth is watering right now thinking about it. And you know, it's that's what aggravates me. There's another thing too,
but
is we talked last week on the show about these people who on Twitter and Facebook, fat fuck you, fat. I had to yell at a guy today. Dude, well, you give the information, this information, like you fat fuck. And it's like, I called him out and he goes, dude, I'm just kidding with you. What the fuck? I mean, I'm sorry I didn't put a smiley face or whatever. He goes, you got to be less sensitive. I go, it's not you calling me a fat fuck. It's the tone in which you do it. It's you saying, hey, you fat fuck. So I get that you're trying to kid around with me. If I love you, Bobby, you fat fuck. It's different than, hey, you fat fuck. You gave us the wrong information, fatso. The tone in that is evil. It's fucking evil. And it's harder too.
That's knowing comedy. You know,
what's that?
That's knowing comedy. You know, people are trying to mimic your comedic style to you, and they're missing by a lot.
Yeah, but you can't fucking do tone in text.
But when I'm
so stop. But it fucking kills you when you're trying. You're trying to you know, not kill yourself. Mentally, I'm not even talking physically ending. I'm saying not kill yourself and your relationships around you with your shitty addictions and the things that you do. You're trying to give to people, let people around you be happy, and you want to be happy. And now at this stage of the game, I don't want to die. I have friends of mine who are dead. I don't want to die. I don't want my wife to have a benefit for me. Okay. And people joke about that, and it's a serious thing.
It's
and
it's very serious.
It's hard to go when somebody can just say, I'm done, and I'm not going to eat bread.
You know,
Keith and I
were talking about you the other day, and we're talking about, like, your, you know, you have a role. You have, like, you know people, actors prepare for a role. Yeah. They drop weight. They do this. They do that. Da, da. You have a role as a father coming up. You have a role. You're about to have a kid.
Do you have a roll in your pocket? Because I'm hungry.
Yeah. You know. It's a major role, and you need to, you know.
I understand that.
Right,
and here's the thing, is that my bottom that I'm hitting with food, I quit smoking a year and a half ago. I was done. And I said that about alcohol. When I was done. And I know when I'm done. As an addict, I'm done.
Right.
I'm done with you fucking beating me. Food right now, I'm close. I'm very close. And, you know, I'm almost at my bottom, and I'm trying to get there.
You don't need to hit bottom. Sorry, guys. Whoa.
You're talking to people who are in a program, though.
I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not arguing. Listen, it's like,
do you need to hit bottom? Like,
yes,
that's not reasonable.
No. As an addict, I'll talk for myself.
I have to hit bottom hard.
What does
change.
It mean? But what does it mean it to try to hit bottom?
And at bottom could be just me waking up and being exactly like he said, saying in my head, I'm done. I can't live like this anymore. I can't have right. pot sent to me and be a dealer. This is what I did after going to graduate school. I was a pot dealer and lived off of drugs for years because this is someone who came from a great family who get, do you understand what I'm saying? I got to that kind of bottom where I woke up and said, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to get arrested. I'm going to whatever. So he might, I hate to say this, but you're going to understand this. He might have to get lightheaded for a week and be like, holy shit, I'm going to fucking have a heart attack. He might wake up tomorrow and say, I've had it. He might, I don't know what his bottom is.
What does it mean to say you're trying to hit?
What I mean when I say that, is that I'm hanging out with, I'm listening to Modi. I'm listening to, when people are saying, read this book, see this movie.
That's
I'm
the
trying,
first step. That's the
I'm
first
trying
step
to change. I've been trying to change for months now.
So first of all, change the way you're speaking. Say, I'm trying. Take the word trying out. Take the word want out. I am changing. Mm-hmm. I am going to succeed.
You're so right.
Stop saying the
all
word.
Right, Norman Vincent Peale, relax.
I know. I'm going to open my, and Keith,
I love you,
Keith
Bubba.
Freaks when I say this stuff. But the word God, I'm sorry.
You could say God.
The energy
just say
the,
my God.
There's an energy in the world. I don't know if you agree or no.
There's an energy in the world.
When you thought to yourself, I'm going to make a podcast. It was a thought that happened with an actions and things came together and people assisted you because you had a thought it was going to happen. The same thing is with your weight addiction or any addiction. I'm going to stop this, right?
It's a little, listen, man.
It's not.
I get it. It's not. But psychologically and emotionally, it is.
The energy of this world gives you what you want.
I agree.
And if
with
you are in a state of want,
Chris,
you're going to get more of that state of want.
Philly, guess what? I'm coming back. You emailed me, you tweeted me, you Facebooked me, a bunch of you cocksuckers. When you come back to Philly, Bob, I'm coming back. This Thursday, the 21st, Friday, the 22nd, and Saturday, the 23rd. Five shows. Five shows only. Go to my website, robertkellylive.com. Go hit tour and get all my dates. Chris, you are perfect.
Okay.
You don't have addictions.
Just take off your shirt.
I've gotten out of shape. Yeah, I gotten out of shape.
Hang on, Jesus Christ, Modi. Yeah, but seriously, take your shirt off.
No, seriously, just unzip.
You know what?
Are we the only ones that don't want the shirt off?
You know what I want to say? I don't know if this is gonna help.
I know what I want to say. Get that fucking shirt off.
Get
Chris.
It off. No, I'm.
All pissed. Right, fine.
Have you noticed that everybody has a problem except for you? That's why you're here.
Have you noticed everyone? He's got a problem. Look at his hands. Look at those nails. Look at that anxiety in those nails.
Oh, God.
I wish I had that fucking problem.
Well, you know.
You'll get it. Now you'll get it.
Don't wish that on me.
But you wished it on yourself.
Take that back in the universe in a divine right in a perfect way.
By the way, Modi, as much as I don't believe the next book you need to read
is Florence Scovel Shin.
Power of Intention by Dr. Wayne Dyer. That is a book that will change your life.
I want to say I agree with everything you said. My mother's a therapist. My mother has taught me my whole entire life that if you believe something, it'll happen. If you intend on it, it'll happen.
Absolutely.
I agree with it. Still can't fight an addict.
Yeah. And as much as I don't believe in God, I have been to the rooms. I understand what the difference between God and God is, you know, and energy and whatever it is that people, as long as you don't push it on me, I'm fine.
Chris, wait a second. I want Chris to get a point, though.
What I was going to say is a story that, you know, is personal. I don't know if it's going to help, but my dad was, you know, gambling addict, you know, in prison.
Yeah.
385 pounds, I think, when I was born. And
you were?
He was.
Oh. Yeah. So your mother's mom's snatch must be huge.
Big fat Italian baby.
Yeah, his mom's pussy a double garage door. Just a.
Yeah. You can fucking put an open umbrella in her fucking snatch.
This is hot.
And I know. And my dad said that.
You got a big pussy.
Yeah, she does.
The fuck is that?
He went with it, though.
Yeah, so that's right.
He went in it, actually.
My dad said that when I was like his only child, so he said when he saw me crying, you know, when I was like, you know, 20 minutes old.
Right.
He said something, and he was dealing with things that you're talking about, where he could never lose weight, never stop gambling, you know, lost all my mother's savings, like I think $30,000. Oh, he bet it on the Montreal Expos. Like, he's fucking just an asshole.
The Expos?
He was a fuck up. Yeah, like, he was
Jesus
just
Christ. When, what Expo? What year is that, though?
I don't know, 84?
Javits Center, actually?
So he, but what he said was, is when he saw me, he said, when he had, like, an epiphany, and he said all the diets that he tried and everything he tried, he said he just quit cold turkey for me.
He was
done. And
then
he lost, like, 100 pounds, I think, by the time I was two, and completely went to Gamblers Anonymous, got out of his organized crime lifestyle. No, he didn't get help.
He went to Gamblers Anonymous, is what I'm saying. That's help.
I'm sorry. But for the weight, no, true. But for the weight, he just said he stopped because he felt like you're feeling. He was like, I didn't want.
Yeah, but what did he stop?
My mother kicked him out of the house anyway.
Dude, that's a shit story. Why would you add the end?
Well, I mean,
I didn't need to know that he got. You gave me this fucking hope.
Awful.
You gave me hope, but at the end,
no. But what? But I. The reason why I mentioned that is because the damage was like already done.
So basically, here's your story, Bobby. You're gonna lose all the weight when your son's born, and everything will happen, and then I'm gonna die.
But it might be too late.
No, you're not gonna die. My dad's still a really active part of my life. But I'm saying that, like, he was doing all these things, like, you know, with the gambling and the weight, and my mother had just kind of like had enough. But he's still, for me, just did it. So maybe that'll happen for you.
Well,
here's the thing.
When I saw my mother crying, and my grandmother crying, and I mean tears, and then they shut the fucking jail cell door on her when I was 13, and it slammed shut, and then I rolled over and did push-ups.
Right.
And that didn't help.
Yeah.
Wait, tell me that. I didn't hear. Wow. I don't understand.
The first time I went to jail, juvie jail, they convicted me in the courthouse, and they were sending me away. And I went downstairs, and I was in a cell, and my mother came down crying, my grandmother crying, and they could have got me out. My bail was $10. They took it from $10,000 to $10 just to get me out because of my first time being, you know. And she said no, because the judge had told her, let him go through the system. If he's going to get help, that's the only way it's going to happen. So she took his advice. Let me go through the system, which in hindsight absolutely worked. But back then, 13, hearing that fucking, knowing you're going to jail and you're not going home at night, 1 or 2 days in jail is okay. When they shut that thing fucking shut and I didn't know where I was going, I didn't know where my life was going. Like, I didn't know if I was going to wind up having to kill somebody or I was going to get killed or murdered or... I had no idea.
Of course, jail.
And then she was crying. That didn't do shit for me. It took me 3 years. Mm-hmm. And then something happened in the last time I got arrested where I went, oh, wait a minute, man. I got responsibility.
Right.
And I understand what you're saying, that all of a sudden there's something in your life that makes you want to do it. But as an addict, as a food addict, I know so many people who listen to the show are fat motherfuckers, and we want to try. And I love when I get these emails, dude. I just lost 40 pounds. I just lost 30 pounds because of what you talked about or because of what you did. Or if I can do it, Bobby, you can do it. I love it. I fucking love that. And it is motivating. And it is, I'm having a son. It is motivating me to push, to get to the bottom. Let's go. Let's do this. I'm fucking done. And that movie helped, and the book helped, understanding my brain and understanding why I do stuff. Look,
so
I was,
a bottom doesn't have to be like low in the gutter or something.
No, it doesn't.
I don't have to be sucking a hot dog like it's a cock.
No, I mean, I guess I exaggerate. No. I'm talking about, like, because you trying
it's
to reach bottom.
Thing.
You're trying. So it sounds like you're trying to get into a positive place, and that's your. Just right. not
so
go
then,
any lower.
So if
like
that's, then I agree with what Modi says. Then when Modi says you have to change your words. Normally, when people say that you got to change your words, I'm like, that's bullshit. But listening
I absolutely
to you,
agree. I do
you
agree.
Do.
With it.
Like, words, you're so, Modi's right. You're so close.
Words, just to get back to the biblical reference here, the world. I know you don't believe in the Bible, but there are lessons in there. But
fucking
atheist. The world.
I know you're Satan, but listen to this, devil.
Why do you have to bring your non-god in here?
Yes,
the word abracadabra, right, comes from the Hebrew from the Bible. It's called Adé
Aderabe, which means I say and it happens. When right. God says, it happens. Same with you. When you say, I am
I say
no
that when
longer.
I jizz on a chick's face. Right. Right before it comes out, I go, abracadabra.
Abracadabra.
And then I go like this, ta-da.
Ta-da.
I do that when I spit it back
so
out.
Your words are very, very strong. Your
me
words,
too.
Your words are very strong. And if you watch that documentary, like I told you,
yeah,
you'll see it in there. You'll see that the it's you've got to change how you think.
Do you meditate and
yeah.
things like that? Yeah.
Oh, you have
do you
to.
I have it in my head to want to do that, and in a way I do because I have to reach a certain level in my brain to do certain things, to have the balls to do some stuff, and I feel like
meditation doesn't need to be 7 hours.
Right.
It's literally there's an amazing book called
I have to
Getting
keep
in
reading
the Gap.
After this
Getting in the Gap. No, it's not a book. It's a CD.
I'm sorry.
You play it on, and it just
guys, I gotta
you.
Go to the library.
I read comic books at fucking 25.
Okay, but we're not 25 anymore. We're 40. We gotta make changes.
I just got through fucking Twilight. Let me.
What do you do?
Well, Bobby,
do you mantra?
Have you went like blood pressure, blood tests, all that?
What's that?
Have you done all that stuff? Blood pressure, blood tests, all
I
that?
I did it a year ago. Mm-hmm. I'm writing the book. When we were writing the book with me, Billy, and Joe DeRosa were on Skype. And I'm writing the book, and they're fighting about something. Or it was either one. It was two of us fighting at all times. One of us listening to the other two fight. And all of a sudden, I got that chest pain. Like somebody was just twisting. And I went, and I go, I gotta go. And like, they were like, oh, dude, that was it. It was an esophageal spasm. Mm-hmm. I went and I got checked out. I had a little high blood pressure, not too bad. My heart was fine. I've been checked out ever since. I'm okay. I don't have heart disease in my family. My grandfather lived to 101. My grandmother's 90. I've got good genes in my system. But here's the fucking deal is that, I don't want to live this lifestyle anymore. I don't want to be... I don't want to be you, Chris. I don't want to be little gorgeous.
But you know what's... But my blood pressure is really high. My cholesterol is through the roof genetically. So
right.
it's like
oh
you...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're going to die good looking.
Exactly.
Oh but I'm going to die
see,
fat.
See, Modi's okay. saying, oh, my God.
So
why?
Go.
I'm going to
live
so fat.
My grandfather died of a heart attack. My father has high cholesterol. Da, da, da.
Right.
I dropped 40 pounds. My cholesterol was at the border before they give you the pill.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I dropped the 40 pounds. I eat the way I should eat. My cholesterol is way below, right?
Right.
Way below. And my family has it. And my father exercises every day too. It's all in the nutrition.
But
so
Chris eats
my
very
shit's
well.
Down. My blood pressure's down. Everything of mine is completely down,
Chris,
and maintained.
You know, wait a second, Chris. Do you eat
you
good?
You can't fall back on the genetic thing. You cannot fall
I wanna,
back on
I
the genetic
I want to know something.
Thing.
Hang on one second. Chris, do you eat? You take care of yourself?
Me, right now, not as well. When I was an athlete, I was a college athlete. I played ball overseas. I was in tip-top shape. And still, my pressure and cholesterol was really high because of... Probably predisposed. I have an aunt who's a triathlete, you know, and she's got her blood pressure. One time she got it read,
so
it was like 200 over 140.
In your gene pool.
Yeah, no, I don't have, I, you know.
So you have shitty genes.
Yeah, I have,
but
you know.
But again, that's sort of a minority.
Ventricular problems. I have all the, I have some issues.
Okay, so here's the deal. Let me throw this question out to all you fucking cocksuckers.
Yes.
Okay?
Huh?
Here's the, here's the deal. Okay? You can't now, here's where we have to live, Modi.
Yes.
You can't have bread. You're saying no bread, no sugars.
Yeah.
Okay. Forever.
And I'm not. Yeah. I'm not kidding when I say, can you make your own bread?
It's better than bread that's out there. Yeah.
But it's still not. I'm being serious. It's still not good.
So you're saying no bread, no sugars.
But the same way you have a desire to not the way you desire to stop alcohol,
right?
You have to have the same desire to stop
you're
sugar
right.
and to stop the
that's
bread.
That's true.
And then, but what if you
what
read,
if you, love
if you
food?
See, stop. So you saw that documentary.
Yeah.
Eat your shit. Eat your chips and your Belky and your whatever you order in. Bring in a salad. Bring
wasn't
in
enough.
The tomato. Bring
right.
in
here's the
and
thing
eventually
I wanted to bring
it'll
up.
All come out.
Let's say that again.
That's the biggest part of the documentary. That
say
I
it
loved.
Again. Say it again.
I'll be performing at the Ice House next weekend. What was that? What was that?
True comic.
What?
If you don't, here's the thing to the fatties that this documentary, Hunger for Change, really hit home with me. And it was like, oh shit, okay. Is start bringing in vegetables and salads. Start replacing carbohydrates at dinner with more vegetables. Start replacing the shitty foods with bad food. And all of a sudden, you're going to start wanting the good food. and not the bad food. All of a sudden, you're going to not want to have the hamburger and fries for lunch and the pizzas.
And give your body that nutrition that it wants.
Can I say something?
Okay.
Okay, Sunday, I went and got a Nutribullet.
I don't know what that is.
It's a juicer. But it's not like the one where the shit shoots out the back and you got to throw it out and clean it for fucking 45 minutes.
Oh.
You throw the fucking celery, the beets, the kale, the flax seeds, everything in this thing, and it's right there. And then you just drink out of it and you clean it. It's amazing.
Okay.
I started juicing. I started having vegetables for meals. Vegetables and a little fruit and seeds as a power punch, you know, almonds or flax seeds or sunflower seeds. And it has, and this documentary did it. They said it, and I didn't fucking believe it, but it did make me crave the juice and the hunger from the juice. That hunger. And then Sunday, I went off the fucking rails like I, you know, usually do. I went and I got fucking, waffles and bacon and eggs and lunch. I had chips and salsa and fucking sour cream and guacamole.
Oh, my God. Invite me to this party.
And then dinner we made, we got filet and I cut up the filet very thinly and made homemade steak and cheeses.
I just died.
Beautiful, like we're talking large sub rolls, like soft.
Right. We know.
It was a Super Bowl though, you know?
Cheese, oh my God, and we ate it. And then we had these cookies from the bakery, the size
of
my face.
We get it. Jesus. So listen to me.
Right? So, and you know, let me finish. We passed out. We fucking passed out. Me and my pregnant wife fell asleep like in a...
She has a reason.
A contorted position where the dogs were looking at us like, ugh. Like, the dogs were...
You pig.
The dogs were judging you. First of all, let me just tell you something. Exactly. When you start the juicing, first of all, if you go get these juices at like Juice Connection or whatever the place is, and you're watching the guy putting in... For him to get a full cup, he's like putting in parsley and celery and cucumber. It's a massive amounts of stuff. I'm in shock. It's only $9. I'm in shock, right? And he's putting it in there. Now, your body is craving this stuff. It's craving it, right?
Right.
And you get more energy. And you're going to start, because of that energy, not go for the burger or for the bread and all that stuff. And
The salt. Don't forget the fucking salt.
Right.
The salt makes you want more salty shit.
No, your shitty salt
does. Like I said, it doesn't.
Your shitty salt
does. Shitty salt does.
The table salt, Get yourself Himalayan salt.
I got that.
It is so good.
Really?
It is so delicious. I'm not
what
kidding
is
you.
It?
Himalayan salt.
See, this is where you fucking hippies lose me.
Right.
When you start telling me I got to go to fucking the East Village on Wednesday to get Himalayan salt.
So turn it. You don't have to go anywhere. We live in New York City. Everything is around the corner.
Where the fuck
did
you get? You got the Gigi berries with the thing, and I can't find them.
Well, you bought shit. You bought the other things.
You have to love your... Listen to me for one second.
When you say that. I want to bite your face when you tell him.
You have to want... It's a Jewish way of... It is. Listen to me. Shut the hell up.
I love it. I love it.
You have to want...
You're such a
goy to love yourself
that.
Enough. Meaning you have to want to take care of yourself enough to go and buy Himalayan salt.
I'm going to be...
I'm saying...
I just threw up in my mouth. I swear
can
to God,
I
just... I thought I was...
Why'd you just say that?
If you're a
I'm
pothead, right?
Say,
I'm sorry, Kelly, if you're a pothead, right? And someone tells you, yo, man, there's this thing that it vaporizes the stuff and you buy it in a bag. Yo, where do I get that? There's a store on... Blah, 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 and you go buy it with the bag and then you're vaporizing your pot. So you got to change
that
addiction.
Are you going to audition for SNL this year?
Why?
That should be one of your original characters.
I can't take it. I can't.
Listen.
You know, one of the problems
I'm telling
is
you,
it costs
you
a lot.
Oh my God! But then having a stroke costs a lot,
I have insurance.
Yeah, but insurance costs a lot. Look, I'm not saying don't do it because it costs a lot.
Not working is going to cost you a lot. God forbid.
First of all, I'm fine. Stop wishing that shit. You just told me words are powerful, and you said I'm not going to work, and you're telling me I'm having a stroke.
It's not that
expensive. You have to deal with, you guys, I don't care. I'm probably going to get backlash for this. I don't give a shit. It's two things. It's addiction to certain, I believe in everything you're saying. I do. I believe people are addicted to certain foods, okay? My mother has not had sugar or flour or anything in 8 years. She literally looks like she's 50 and she's 70. She's stunning. She has not had sugar in 7 years or bread. No, she's married. But she's, you know, she's very healthy. She gave up certain foods. And I personally believe that certain foods, this is just my opinion, need to be given up because I'm addicted to them, okay? The other thing is, I have to want to be healthy enough to even fucking give a shit to go buy Himalayan salt.
Right.
Okay? Because usually I want to dump fucking whatever Morton salt down my throat so I die after a bad show. I don't care enough. Do you understand what I'm saying? I have to. I bought Morton salt and I'm hoping it'll kill me. But this is the thing. You have to want to care about yourself. You have
obviously
to care about yourself enough.
Obviously Robert does.
He does. He's getting there.
I love how we're talking about you in the third, like you're not here.
I'm just listening.
Okay.
Like
I feel like we're in a hospital room.
You sound like the voices in me. You sound like the voices in my head.
Robert's probably having a ton of feelings about becoming a father. I'm telling you, a ton of shit.
How far
plus
along
other
is she?
Stuff that's going on with the fam, with
5 months.
With his career and whatever it is. And if he's not dealing with that shit, he is not going to go buy Himalayan salt. I'm just saying.
But
that's
it's such a It's but it puts
but here's,
a lot of things
here's
together.
The thing. Here's the thing is what I'm saying is what the movie said, which was the point I was making, is that if you I added the vegetables in, I added the juicing in, and all of a sudden I went down and got flax seeds.
There you go.
I didn't have them.
It's an addiction.
And then
I
saw somebody on a YouTube video going, if you add a little flax seeds, that's a boost, but you have to grind them because and all of a sudden
I
was like, let me go down and fucking get those. And I went and got them.
Yep.
And I have that in my system now. And I understand what you're saying. You're right. It is an addiction. And I do. But once you, the one thing that this movie said to me.
Avoiding
was,
all or nothing.
Was exactly. Have it, but have this. And then all of a sudden, like Sunday, this is what I was trying to get to at the end of that story. We passed out. We woke up fucking trashed.
Right.
I'm talking a heroin overdose of fucking cookies and carbs.
And what'd you do?
I went up. I made a... We're all dehydrated.
Right.
All the water. We would just want to... I went and made a juice.
Good for you.
I made a juice of celery. I made
it's
celery,
amazing.
Grapes, pears.
Good
it was all this fresh tasting stuff.
Cupcakes.
And all,
the dog.
Steak. Some
frosting. I was... And it was amazing. We drank 2 cups of water of each. We're still dehydrated. We had this juice. The dehydration was gone.
And you begin, now that you're looking at it, you begin to learn different things. You know, if you wake up in the morning, take a glass of water, put a squeeze a little bit of lemon in. Mm-hmm.
And
what
then
that
stick
does,
it right in your ass.
And what that does to your body is it adjusts the pH levels of your body.
Right.
You know? And just a glass of water. But it's an effort to take a glass of water
Okay, here's the deal though, is that when you like you have to start somewhere.
Exactly.
And you have to it's like you can't overwhelm yourself. You can't look at other people and go, they do this, he does that. You can't. You
slowly.
Have to do what you can fucking do as an individual. I don't give a fuck if you're a fat truck driver or some fat bitch in a cube. Or you're on the fucking road. We're all the same. I mean, Kelly, look at Kelly.
Yeah.
You're starting to gain weight a little bit.
Wow.
No. This is a very
no. We've
totally,
talked about
we
it.
We talk about this all the time.
No, she was this
where.
No, I was big. I was a very
when
big
she
girl.
Came,
she
was bigger.
Yeah, she was bigger.
Chris knew me when I was a lot bigger.
But you were still a great person.
No, thank you. I had to work on my personality.
Were you like 50 pounds heavier?
Like 40?
Wow.
And then I lost weight probably about 5 months ago. 4 months ago, I got to my skinniest that I've ever been. Like, the doctor was like, yeah, you need to like put on some weight. This is a bit... You remember, even Bobby said to me, he's like, I think I'm a bit... Like,
she got real skinny. Where she
boobs.
Was going, where we as addicts or we as fatties, because I like I say in my act, you don't have to be 1,000 pounds to be a fatty. It's up here,
right? It's in your head.
It's like that's why I don't like people who have never had a fat. I don't trust you because you've been the same your whole life. So, you know what I mean? It's like I've had a couple. I'm up here. Even when I'm thin, I'm a fatty.
Right.
And she,
I just got offended at why I was invited on the show. Okay, continue.
You weren't invited on the show because you're fat. Jesus Christ.
God, why do girls always have to bring it then?
Listen.
You, it's hilarious.
You actually, she lost so much weight, she was going in the other direction. We don't know which way to go.
I was with an anorexic.
But it's still that same mentality of, I knew I started to look at food going, I don't want to eat. I just didn't want to eat anymore. And then gradually I was like, I started feeling better again, and it was starting to get better, you know.
But there's a bunch of tricks you learn while you're changing yourself. Exactly. You,
excuse me.
You know, and you add things on, and now you're talking to people who are, oh, you know, try this and try that,
What is it? What is it? If you had to fucking, if everybody had to say it right now, what is it? How do you not be a fat fuck?
Oh.
I thought you guys were going to call the food, you know, that's addictive.
We can go through around the table, but I think it's, for me, I have to just give up certain foods. I cannot have certain foods.
You know,
I can't. I literally can't. I can't have a drink, and I can't have a fucking bagel.
But I can't tell you something.
Like
I don't know how you grew up, but you're,
that's the name of my new CD.
You grew up probably in a Jewish home, and I look at bacon.
He's not talking to me.
And I look at bacon, and I see it as just like an evil thing that we don't eat.
I don't like bacon either, but not because of the kosher thing. I just never got around to it.
So, like, shrimp, bacon, these are
things. See, I don't trust you if you don't like bacon.
I like bacon.
But listen to me.
I don't trust you if you don't eat fucking bacon.
The best.
Oh, my God.
So, I now look at bread the way I look at bacon. I know.
I want bacon on bread.
Evil on about bread.
Right.
Bread is an evil thing now.
Yeah, but okay, but how about if bread? Here's the thing. I love food. I love going to dinner.
And you have to eat it.
I love.
It's not like alcohol.
So you change
that's why
that.
It's the hardest one.
Listen to me. Hang on one
turkey
second.
Bacon.
I want to get your dick hard, Modi, and I'm not going to do it with fucking Chris's torso.
Ugh.
I'm going to do it. I love going to a restaurant.
A little slower. A little slower.
I'm going to go. I like going to a restaurant. And that basket comes with fresh baked bread and that butter that's already whipped. It's not going to be hard. It's going to be nice and soft.
Butter?
I'm going to whip it on that fucking bread. It's gonna melt right away. I'm gonna shut that little bun.
Doesn't
put it off to the side.
Shut that little bun.
Here. You want to get me going? Here
little
it is.
Bun.
Hey, Modi. We got you an amazing gig. It's somewhere in Florida called blah 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 blah. But you know what? There's an amazing Whole Foods around the corner, and they have an awesome salad bar there, and they do a juicing there too. And it's open till 11:30. You can get all that stuff in your room.
Skateboard.
And guess what? The gym. There's an amazing.
My dick
gym.
Just went inside my body.
There's an amazing gym. There's an amazing gym in the hotel, and there's an LA Sports around the
corner.
And
there's a man in the steam room 24 hours a day.
Really?
No.
Oh my God.
Listen,
why
dude.
So you change, you know. Believe me, man. I'm on the road too. I know what it's to sleep in a hotel room and you put the TV on and some guy that opened for you last week is doing an HBO special. I know what that's about.
It has nothing to do with that. No, I don't have those problems. I'm happy with my career.
No, but I'm just saying. I know it's depressing.
Don't fucking throw that shit on me. I'm shooting a pilot this weekend. I'm good.
You know, how'd you get that? I'm just letting you know. But there's a way. There's different ways.
I look at people on TV. I'm like, yeah, it's my friend. I mean, I'm on TV too. What the fuck, Modi? Don't throw me down your shitty lane of fucking showbiz.
I'm just saying.
Look, I just wrote a book,
road.
God damn it. Well, I'm an author.
Well, yeah.
My stepbrother's famous. All right. So what were you saying?
Who's your stepbrother again?
Zach Braff.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Hey. What, Zach Braff, he's going to be in the new Oz
he's so
movie.
Adorable.
What's he going to be in?
Oh, Oz.
What the
Sorry,
movie
Modi.
Oz.
Yeah.
Huh?
He's himself and then he's a flying monkey.
I don't understand. How can he be himself?
Meaning like he's himself in the movie and then he turns into a flying monkey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Was his first role Scrubs? Was that the first thing?
No. Oh,
no,
my God.
That,
he started as a child actor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you yawn on my podcast?
No, but I want to tell you guys a funny story.
Did he yawn?
I have two friends. Yeah. I have two
That's
friends.
About my family.
He did. He yawned at you, but you and my brother.
I'm telling him not to put you in his new ABC show.
I want to tell you something about your brother and your stepbrother.
Oh, shit.
You know, Chris Ben's a designer and his boyfriend, Pete, are your huge fans of yours. They adore you, Jessica.
Thank you.
And they were
I'm
in a
performing
restaurant.
In a farm next week.
They were in a restaurant next to him. They were in a restaurant next to Zach, and they turned to him and goes, "The only thing fabulous about you is that you related to Jessica Kirsten."
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
When was that? A while back, like before I moved to LA, while back.
What did
like,
he say? He went, who?
Yeah.
I Listen to me.
A farm.
Let me ask you a question.
A barn.
And then a laundromat the night after.
Yeah. Is anybody
next
here?
Next week I'm at the rectal hut.
is anybody here satisfied with their bodies?
No, but I know that I know exactly what I have to do, and I don't I know about vegetables and flax seeds. I know every single thing. It's just about it's giving up certain foods.
When was the last time you ate something shitty?
Like really shitty, because I eat the like less shitty stuff, but just too much
really
of it. I'm
there's
being
a Diet
totally
Coke in front of you right now. Did you
well,
have that?
I had one sip, but I don't
that's
really
the
ever.
Shittiest thing
she actually,
you could be
yeah. She actually said, what? I never drink this.
I don't. I don't okay. ever drink it. I really
no,
don't.
The question
Diet
was,
Coke. Okay,
was
Diet.
I'm going to tell you something. You're going to be shocked at something.
What?
I haven't had a piece of bread in a year and a half. Okay, but I started saying I didn't eat any carbs. I weighed my food. I went on something called Gray Sheet. I gave up everything but 4 ounces of protein, vegetables, fruit all day, and I lost 45 pounds. I gave up, I'm not kidding, I gave up everything and weighed every single thing I ate. And then all of a sudden I was on the road a lot and I'm like, oh, I'm just going to go, I'm just getting salad so I don't have to weigh it. And then you know what? I can have sweet potato. That's not bad. It's not real potato.
That's
and then
the
I can have and then I can
all
have potato.
Right, Jim,
and then I'll eat brown rice because brown rice isn't bad.
Fat tricks.
And then brown rice crackers and then rice and then like a goat. Yeah. And then like 7 goats and like 9 pounds of cheese. I mean, it just got so.
It's fat tricks, man.
That's what I'm saying. But like, that's why I'm saying I can't have, when I didn't have any, when I gave it all up, I was amazing. I was great. I didn't have to think about it.
How did
I
it
knew
happen?
Every,
how, where, I'll tell you where I got
I went
my,
through trauma in my life and I said, if I don't do this, I'm going to fucking kill. If I,
here's where it happened with me. Cleveland, 7 shows.
Was it
vaudeville? Cleveland Improv. It's a chain that works comics.
Oh my god! I
it's
girl.
It's I'm sorry.
The Improv.
Jimmy the Hufnaff in Flich.
In Cleveland.
Let me tell you, you all better be pronouncing my name right after all this shit. After all this practice.
Cleveland Improv, Jimmy John's sandwich place across the street from the hotel. It was my 5th week on the road. A lot of shit shows, a lot of shitty crowds, a lot of drunk broads. Ugh. A lot of fucking horse shit. And I just went, fuck it.
Yeah.
And I got a Jimmy John's No. 5, and it was amazing. And then I got a 2 Jimmy John's No. 5s, and it was double amazing. And then I went, here it is. I go, remember this day, you fat fuck.
Right.
Remember this day, because so. This is the day you gave up. Right. And this is the day that you said, fuck it, just a little bit. Just a little. I went fine.
Just the tip.
So an amazing.
That's
another
how I lost
amazing,
my virginity.
Another
I love how honest you are, Robert.
Oh, I love Robert.
Wait, I want to just say something really quick. I'm sorry. Then no, because I know it's about another book or something. But I just no, I'm serious. But I just want to tell you.
Oh my god.
No, I love him. He knows. He knows. I want to tell you how amazing
make it
not I think
funny.
You girls.
I think it's amazing how honest you are. I mean, you are so fucking amazing. You're honest about your food stuff. Like so many people would never talk this, especially guys. Wouldn't be this honest about it. And
well,
you're saying what you've eaten
well,
and what you're
thing.
Doing. And
here's the thing with me is that I'm supposed to I love my fans who this type of shit I love fucking around and joking and mm-hmm. busting balls and fucking with each other. But I like it when there's I know there's guys out there that are like me
mm-hmm.
My fans, a lot of them are like me. And when they go, dude, that helped me.
Yeah.
Because I'm sad too.
That's what I'm saying.
Will fucking be better than any fucking, hey, dude, you were fucking funny.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or that was funny when you said that. That's right. All I can be funny. But when somebody can go, yeah, you would die. When somebody,
God bless you.
When God, holy here. Jesus.
When somebody can actually like, that's all I have. That's like the only thing that I think as comics we have mm-hmm. is that we can say to these people listening to us for some reason, here's what I do. And I remember it freaked me out when I heard. Like, you know, when you see your teacher out at the grocery store, it's like, you shop? Like, you're real?
Yeah.
Like, I thought they just, you stayed in school and they yeah. fed you. It's like, oh my God, you're human.
Right.
That's the greatest thing you can give people that are fans of your comedy or whatever yeah. you do, is to let them know that, I get depressed too, or I get sad too. I love when I hear stars or somebody I look up to in the business go, yeah, man, I got really sad and depressed and, you know, I had to work my way out of it. And I was like, you fuck, why would you have $1 million in the bank? You get to bang hot chicks and you get sad. Oh, fuck. fuck.
Yeah, but the thing is people who talk about their, let's say, alcohol addiction or even addiction to heroin, things like that, are given a lot more respect than people who talk about, I can't eat a donut. Right. All right, fatso. You know, I think that we understand what alcohol does and how much it draws you in, but we don't understand that food, not only do I have to eat it, I have to all the time constantly make a decision of what to eat and where to eat it and how much to pay for it and all that stuff. I have to do it. I have to do it right all the time, which means it always has to be in your head. At some point, I imagine alcohol is not as much in your head, but I don't know, is not as much in your head. Like, I gave up Diet Coke 5 years now. It was a fucking huge addiction. I would wake up, if it's not in there, I would go outside to get it, and then I would, you know, just be a fucking nutball about it. I can't have a sip, and sometimes it smells good and I want it, but I know that that's how I would get back on it again. I sound like a crazy person to a lot of people, and because a lot of people come through and they're in recovery and they're like, oh, nice addiction, Diet Coke, good on you. Like, you know, Jesse Joyce, who is has been sober for years, and you know, he gave me shit. No, he doesn't give a fuck. He gave me shit about, like, oh, Diet Coke, that's really difficult. But it was terrible. I didn't know I was addicted, so I would just, after a while, I would just drink it again, thinking like, oh, I haven't had it in a while, it's not going to be a big deal. And then I would suddenly be drinking 2 liters every day, no water, no nothing, and it just affected everything I did.
And like, okay, like, what's your name again? Chris. Yeah. Listen, I'm kidding. Chrissy. Listen, what the fuck? I want to know what your problem is.
Like,
I know Modi's problem. I know Hemna's problem.
I want to know what you thought my problem was before I started talking, though.
Well, the reason why I wanted all you guys on, for one thing, and definitely Chrissy, is that you're all fucked up like me. Seriously, you guys are fucked up very similar to me. Huh. Like, because we're all struggling against something. It's like, there's people that come, I know out there, that literally just live their lives. And I'm so envious of these fucking people that live their fucking lives. And they worry about bills, and they worry about career choices, and they worry about money and relationship problems. It's like, I have all that, but every time I take a bite of something, I hear, fat fuck, you fat fuck, why are you doing that, dude? Put it down. Just have a piece of fruit. But fruit is fat. That turns into sugar, and the sugar turns into fat. Okay, just have a piece of lettuce. But you need protein. You got to get, but I don't fucking, all right, so I'll have the chicken, but the chicken has a sauce on it. That's pure sugar. If you have the, fuck me, just get the chili. The chili's salty. Sodium's bad. Fuck me. What the fuck am I supposed to eat? How do I get fucking, how can I actually fucking wear the jeans in the store that I like?
Yes.
Fuck me. I just want to wear Chrissy's jeans. I want to wear that hoodie, you cocksucker, again. I want to have your big hipped fucking Brooklyn jeans on.
I have to look at Lauren, who I'm dating. I have to look at Lauren and go, is this okay? Is this good? I don't know. Is this good? Is this good? If I eat this, this is good, right? What's bad about this? What's bad about it? Just look, because she knows more about nutrition. She looked it up. She's been more on this path for a lot longer than me, and she's just strong as all shit. And I just nuts, but it has a lot of fat. Yeah, can I have it? Can I actually ask, can I have this?
I hate that. Yeah. I fucking hate it.
Right.
I just want to fucking eat.
So, Chris, what's your problem? I want to hear it, too.
Well,
fucking chicks?
No.
He lives with his mother. Negative thoughts. There's demons in my pussy.
No, see, like, that's the thing. I think I'm misread. I mean, Jessica knows me pretty well. I have absolutely zero confidence in anything I've ever done in my life, ever. I can't. I mean, it's to the point where some psychologists have been like, you know what, Chris, you're the guy. I had two different psychologists tell me this, which this one I knew I had a problem, which they're never supposed to mention suicide ever.
How do you feel like you're doing
two
on this podcast them, right now?
Not great. two of them told me, look, you are fit. They said almost the exact same thing. They said, I'm never supposed to say this, but they said, you are the guy who, if you don't change your thought process, is going to, at 40 years old, go into a field and blow his brains out.
Listen to me.
Two psychologists told me that, and they both preface it with this, I'm not supposed to say that. So,
he's constantly beating himself up to the point where it's insane.
Like, it's like, I remember telling myself, I remember this. I remember
you would
this
never
today.
Think that.
I remember four months ago saying, if I get passed at the Comedy Cellar, I'll feel good about my comedy career. Because a young comic, especially, put it on such a pedestal. And then I got passed, and now I say, I feel no satisfaction, because I'm like, well, I only get spots after 11:30. And I know that I'm supposed to. I know I'm the new guy on the block, and I should just be happy to have a spot,
no,
which
I am.
Can
I just explain something to you?
But that's the
can
way
I explain
I think.
Something to you? That's the way a comic thinks. Yeah. You'll never, listen to me. We're never satisfied ever, because yeah. when we get what we want, we're already up there. Right, and that's right. what keeps you going higher and higher. Right. If you don't have, if you're like, I'm satisfied here after 11 o'clock, you'll stay there. The reason why you want to get weak or earlier spots is that that's your desire and your passion right. to be better than where you're at. And that's our psychosis, but it's also what keeps us fucking becoming better. And you'll get the 9 o'clock show, then you'll get weekends, then you'll start middling on the road, then you're going to start headlining your own shows because you're never going to be satisfied. And then when you're headlining,
yeah, but he doesn't even pat himself on the back for a second.
But you got no. it. You've got
listen. If you kill yourself at 40, you're a hack.
I know.
Seriously, you're just a fucking hack.
Yeah, and it runs in my family too. That's the other scary thing.
Who killed themselves? Oh,
okay. Can I have your comedy notebooks if you do?
Yeah.
I want your hoodie. Like the thing I want your hoodie and your hair.
Like, yeah, but see, like that's
just hang out with Robert Kelly and all day long.
You gotta do
thing.
A dude
I
on
want
the air.
Your hoodie in your hair.
Like,
dude,
on the you know, podcast. But like that's the thing. Like, people say to me sometimes,
take my
like,
Zoom
oh,
into the
know,
field.
What do you have to worry about? You know, bitch about. But and I know it's like a common thing all of us comics go through. But yeah. I mean, I honestly like I haven't felt a sense of accomplishment.
I mean, nor should you, dude. Your career is not that good. But the thing is yeah. you try. That's yeah. yeah. Listen, Chris. Everybody goes through that. I'm not saying you're not a fucking psycho and you have your own problems. I have my own fucking issues.
Right.
I they're not those. I'm not gonna. Yeah. I don't think like that. I've never thought about killing myself, but I've thought about what it would be like to kill myself so people miss me or like me or give me attention. But I'd never.
You want to go to your own funeral? Yes. Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
I would love to fucking hear Modi go, oh,
your wife should give you that as like a gift for some birthday.
You know what my wife said to me today that scared the shit out of me?
What?
She goes, just in case. And I go, what? She goes, just in case. Here are all the bills. When I pay the bills, I'm like, what the fuck is that? I go, no. Don't tell me. She goes, just in case. Just in case what, motherfucker? Because she's going to have a baby and she's going to... And now my wow. heart, like fucking...
My younger brother has sent me, okay, just in case, here's my will. Like in email, this is what I want with my money. And I had to take a breath because he was in the hospital for attempted suicide when he was in high school. So I have to take a breath and go, that is not who he is now. He's right. in his 30s. He's just thinking like an adult. And right. I have to think like an adult also and go, right on.
Yep. And what
that's
I,
okay.
What
this
I get in the
you.
Will. What did he leave you? Anything good?
Yeah. He's my best friend, so we're good.
That's good. Well, that, you know what? It's funny that is when people do die, you know, is that thought does, I mean, I don't know. Maybe
you hope they have a will.
Well, you hope they have a will, and they hope that they left you something. You know, there's always that one thing, you know, one thing where it's like, Shannon, I love the motherfucker, but where's that watch? You know what I mean? Like...
We're all being very polite right now.
Well, I mean, not that. Look at not
just staring at you is the most polite response that we could have mustered.
Not
for that.
Not that. Look at. I'm saying that
we're just picturing all the dead people.
When
you lost.
My grandfather passed away. My grandfather, he had some. He had like a knife and a watch, and I was like, you know, I mourned my grandfather. I fucking was sad. But I was like, where's that? You know, after a couple of days, I was like, remember that watch? Remember that knife?
After a couple of hours, I was like,
I'm fucking patting him down in the cat. What is it?
I buried him with it.
I forget that you get things when people die. I've never gotten anything. And also, I've never gotten any of my bat mitzvah money. Maybe that's why I'm an atheist now.
Well, my grandmother passed away last year at 95, and she had a ton of stuff, and she left it all to all of us. And this is horrible. Her two nurses took a lot of the jewelry. Isn't that horrible?
Oh, wow.
Patience?
What?
Hey. Wait, like a stealing your time.
Like,
about.
I'm talking, she literally organized it in the way that she took pictures of each piece of jewelry and Jesus. Wrote the person's name.
And it was gone?
So that we all knew. Yeah, I didn't get like two necklaces.
Why don't you just give it
bracelet.
To you? Why don't you just give it to you before she died?
What are you talking about? She didn't know she was going to die. She had it all set up.
At 95, wie viel Zeit hat's da? How much time do you have left?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Jesus, 95,
my God, I'm moving to Germany.
Excuse me.
God.
You have until 120, okay? All the cards, that's what they say.
First of all, she doesn't, because she's from the whole thing where she didn't give us a ton of money before she died. She didn't give us her things. She held on to everything because of that whole, that mindset of someone's going to take it from me or I'm not, you know, I need it before I die. It's that's very old. Older Jewish person mentality.
My
grandmother moved into an old age home. Before she moved in there, my sisters pilfraged her home, literally picking up like, "Grandma, you're gonna be having big Passover seders anymore? Oh no, so I'll take this tray."
See, we would never do that to my grandmother.
They took everything. There's nothing for her to leave us when it was fine. Mm-hmm. Now the Haitian took everything.
How is that fine?
But what does your grandmother need at 95 jewelry? Where is she going to the Oscars?
She did. She went to premieres of movies. Yeah. She did a lot of things. Yeah, and she wore big jewelry.
No one expected that one, Monia.
You didn't expect that, did you?
You got right.
She went to the premiere of
Chicken
Little.
Hit right in your fucking Oscar face, didn't you? What, she go to the Oscars? Yeah, apparently she did, actually.
She did a lot of things like that. She went to Vegas. She wore her jewelry. She wanted her things.
Bless her soul.
You know? Now some fucking bitch is wearing her...
That's sad.
Her fucking brooch.
Her like coral
in
turtle
Jamaica
rings.
Queens.
Come on, do you like my brooch, man?
Oh, man.
Someone left it in the room.
The old lady, the Jewish lady. I took it.
I took it from the Jew.
My wife got a diamond collection from her grandmother.
Oh.
She got a Rolex from the 40s.
Wow.
Wow.
Diamond band. Big diamond to little diamond. And then diamond earrings with a, you know, another diamond hanging off of it, and then a diamond pendant.
Wow.
And this is how lucky I got. When we were getting married, I asked her to marry me, and she was like, "I don't want a ring." She goes, "I want to use the diamonds from my grandma, so I just need a stone, a setting, is it called?"
Yeah.
And I just got her the setting for it. Cost me $1,100.
That's amazing.
And she's got like a $15,000 wedding ring. And I didn't have to do shit.
Must
that was,
be beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautiful for me too, and that's why I, you know, kind of I was like, I'll marry you. I mean, but hear me out. No, wait. Wait, because you
got, I'm laughing. It was funny.
You have to. Where are you going, Chris? Are you going? Don't kill yourself.
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh my God. I love you, Chris.
There's no field in the back.
Just put in everything you do.
No, Chris, your hair is good.
Your
career.
Good.
I'm going to talk to Esty for you.
I'll get you a gig at the Rectal Hut next week.
What about Skid Marks in Buffalo?
Fucking
Skid Marks.
Go in there. He's biting his fingernails and hanging from his own belt in the fucking shower. Shaved one eyebrow off.
Drowned himself in the toilet.
Oh my God.
He wrote, "I'm not perfect," in his chest.
He's doing Richard Jenny's act. That was horrible.
No funeral.
He wrote, I love Modi on the wall in his own blood. I can't take it. I want to suck his cock under this table.
With the big Jewish stuff.
Every time he talks fucking Jew talk, I just...
Let me ask you this.
His ass blinks every time Modi...
Across the street here, there's a fruit with chocolate covered. I understand dark chocolate is less sugar. Can I have a dark
right
chocolate
now.
Covered banana?
No, it's not dark chocolate. Everybody thinks that this dark chocolate.
What if you put
okay.
it inside you?
It's not.
Does it go?
What if you let it melt in your pussy?
Yeah, what if I
bloodstream?
Literally shove it inside of my pussy?
Is that like when you put ecstasy up your asshole?
What if
like
I let it?
Quicker?
What if I let it melt near my uterus? Will I still get the calories?
Yeah, if I stick it in my wife's vagina and let my son absorb it into his fucking face.
What if he'll have a nice dimple when he comes out.
Will my son be fat?
Yeah, my son have a food addiction. If he absorbs a chocolate covered dark
that
banana.
That came from my wife's.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I can't.
Oh no.
Well, guys, listen, I don't know what the fuck. I don't know how.
Hold on, Chris.
Chris. Oh yeah, please.
Yeah, let's.
Phil, can you please take.
He's doing number two. He's doing for bad.
Let's Phil. End this on a chocolate banana.
Phil, will you go take autopsy photos?
Hey, Chris.
Chris made it. We
He's
love
not
Chris.
Dead.
We love Chris.
He's
we
alive.
Love Chris. We love Chris. You're a good man.
Doesn't
Listen, Chris, let me tell you something, buddy. You're a funny fucking guy.
Thank you.
You're
yeah.
a good looking kid, but wow. you also got a lot of fucking hustle behind you, dude.
Yeah.
And everybody likes you. Okay, so when you feel down and you feel like your shit's not where it's supposed to be,
come
I
to
want
my
you to know that.
Put your head right here.
Oh God! Now you're gonna make him fucking kill himself.
Well, I'd probably do it. I'm depressed.
Chris, no. I don't want you to do it.
Shut up. Are you fucking blocking?
Come to my house if you're gonna fucking lie on the chair.
You got a nice house.
I do. I got
I
a
like
nice
your house.
I got a nice house and I got a new shower.
Nice.
And a nice kitchen.
Chris, you are very, very funny.
No, you don't. Guys don't have to tell me that.
You are. You were very, well, you're very funny.
Nah, he's right.
I appreciate
he's
it,
right.
but I
he's
don't,
right.
you know, I'm telling you like
but you're
right
neurotic.
Now,
you're very neurotic.
Yeah, wouldn't, it,
you know what though, Chris, that kind of stuff, I think, it, in a sense, will hold you back from getting
oh yeah, no, it
want.
Is. No, yeah. I know,
so
it's in my way now.
You need to let go of that a lot because yeah. it's going to be in your way a lot.
You know, I don't, you know, I don't. It's
and in
not
fact,
like
this is an intervention. Glad
thing.
You're here.
I really think my mom's gonna pop out. Everybody in this table really could use the book Power of Intention. It's an amazing, amazing,
I
easy
Googled
read.
It when you mentioned it. So
it's
I
absolutely amazing
now.
Book. I'm not kidding. It's
I'll get
amazing.
It. I'll,
no.
I'll get it.
It's life changing. Life changing.
All right,
someone
listen,
else told me to read.
Here's
that.
A great book too. You ready? You want a book to change my life? No, not Cheat, A Man's Guide to Infidelity, that is on Amazon now for $10.99.
What Do We Do Now by Keys and the Girl?
That's a great book, too. Any other authors in the room? No. Florence Scovelshin wrote in the 20s, I think, or something like that. She was the first metaphysicist or whatever the fuck it is. And she wrote a book called Your Word is Your Wand. And you're talking about that word stuff. I do believe in that. I do believe that what you say comes true. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it, I talked to Noam had a brain doctor on his show, and they were talking about all this crazy shit about your brain and can you say things. And he said, it's not that you say the word and it happens mysteriously in the fucking world.
Right.
It's that you say it and you all of a sudden subconsciously or consciously or super subconsciously, you start to do the things to make those things happen.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's not like you say, I will be a millionaire, but you start to take risks or do things that will allow the opportunities
right.
to happen and you'll be prepared to actually capitalize on that and then
absolutely.
It will happen. So
absolutely.
I do believe in your word, what you say. So I am going to say, what was I supposed to say again?
Just take the word. Take the word. Take the word want. Take the word
want.
I want lates. I want early spots at the cellar. I want to be thin. I am going to be. I intend
going
to be thin.
Can I say something? I used to do my
I
act.
Will be.
When,
I am.
When
I,
was,
I am thin. Yeah. Yeah.
When I was thin, I had this thing in my act where I'd say, I lost 70 pounds, and people would clap, and I'd go, I'll be back.
And
I am.
And you're back.
And while I was saying it, I was like, I believe in my word. I believe in the power yep. of word and I'm sitting there going, Jesus Christ, man, you fat motherfucker, you're setting yourself up again. Mm-hmm. And here I am, I gotta lose fucking another.
I have a bit in my act where it's about rappelling and I talk about the guy
it's better fucking connect.
It's gonna connect. And I say, you know, and he's gonna catch. I'm talking about rappelling, and the guy that's the guide is gonna. I said, this guy, this kid's 18 years old. He weighs 70 pounds. He's gonna catch 200 pounds worth of Jew falling off a mountain.
Right.
I change it to 175. And now I went from 200 to 175.
Right.
And I changed the 175 way before I was at 175. So.
What did you say?
I was. It was. It don't. Oh,
you know, did the math.
Yeah.
You know how you like.
Yeah.
I'm a very bad smoker. I smoke a lot
yep.
of cigarettes.
Yeah.
And that's when the book that helped me quit smoking the first time, mm-hmm. The Easy Way to Quit Smoking by Alan Carr. One of the big things they talk about is you didn't quit smoking. You're just a non-smoker. Mm. Tell yourself you're a non-smoker.
Right.
The best thing about that book is it actually because it doesn't tell you. And it's the same with food. You use the same analogy. It doesn't tell you why you should quit. We all know why we should quit. We all know I shouldn't eat fucking shit food. But he's trying to like teach you like why are you still doing it? Why are you still eating? Why are you still smoking? And then I quit for 11 months. And I started back up again.
Chris, are you on your phone?
Hey, mate.
Yeah, I was texting my girlfriend.
What were you texting her?
I was telling her to take the train here. I also have a bad anxiety condition too, so maybe, you know.
What's the anxiety condition?
What?
Well,
he always
condition.
Has to be doing something.
Yeah, but I have a fucking... Dude, I used to buy human beings because I was anxious. I used to spend hundreds of dollars on women because I was anxious. I used to smoke 2 packs a day and drink and eat. We're all anxious.
Yeah.
You say that like it's a fucking license to be anxious.
Like you're No.
That I'm not saying. I'm never one of those people that've been like, oh, my problems are worse. I know they're not, but I'm just saying, like, I have a pretty severe anxiety condition.
Do you understand what I'm saying, though? I do too.
Yeah, no, I know.
But you shouldn't say it like I'm saying. You're on your phone. You shouldn't be on the phone. On the
but it's an anxiety condition.
It's worse than other people. Don't worry about becoming like other people. You need to just become the best version of yourself. You don't need to become an underwear model like Marky Mark, whatever that guy's name
That's
is.
That's my word. That, I was going to start saying that.
You need to be the best version.
I can't say
of
that.
Robert Kelly.
You said 170. I can't say I want to be Marky Mark someday.
So say that if you want. But
is it going to happen?
I don't know. Is it going to happen?
Yes.
Okay, then it'll happen.
I am.
Okay. I'll buy the first pair of underwear that you model.
I bet you would. What you understand what I'm saying, Chris, is that you say that. I'm like, dude, you're on your phone.
Yeah, but the anxiety I channel through my phone.
You understand what I'm saying?
No,
I
do understand.
What am I saying?
You're saying that...
Don't get on the fucking phone on the podcast. That's what I'm saying.
I know, but what I'm saying...
Get off the fucking phone.
But part of my anxiety
is the one...
Put your
phone... I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but if you were working on stage for this long, you wouldn't be able to take off your phone, so you wouldn't do it.
Daddy, please.
Right, I wouldn't feel it. That's the thing I was having on silent.
Daddy,
I happened to look at it. And see a text message, so now I'm hooked into it.
All right, listen.
I always put it on silent.
All right, whatever, dude. Put it in your little.
As an accent.
Put it in your tight hoodie.
Mm-hmm. It's not that tight. It's
not
XL.
That tight. It is to fucking us. Yeah. Listen, do you have a shirt on underneath that?
Yeah, I have on a wife beater.
Let me see.
Do you really?
Can we see?
Let's
no,
just
I'm
see.
Not in good
is
shape, though.
Is that what
though.
You
Let's
have underneath there?
Let's just see.
Right there.
Let's see. Let's see it. Pull it
no,
down.
No, I can't. That was the worst.
I'm going to do that.
That was the worst.
This is literally the gayest podcast I've ever been on.
And it just fell out.
Just his left tip came out. Is, yeah, everybody, like,
he has 7 nipples.
I do. You know me and my nipples.
Well, here's the deal. I think that I hope this helped any of you cocksuckers out there that are listening. And for you skinny twats who, all right, whatever, fuck off. I hope something bad happens to you. And
no.
You have to, let me finish. Mm-hmm. And you have to find hope.
Is that supposed to be nice?
Listen. Oh, God. Anyways, Modi, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
This was actually it was a weird show. It was a little different than I usually have. I mean, there's a lot of ball busting going on the show. And
right.
And there was definitely some of that happening tonight.
Let
but
me finish.
It was a very, it was, can I say something?
I know.
Listen, Modi, shut your face.
No. That's how we talk.
I was in love.
But I think that look, man, I like that shit. I like when the show goes where it goes, and it was I think a fucking great discussion, which I need to have. I mean, I envy the people that don't. I envy the people that don't have to talk like this. I envy the people that don't fucking have to deal with this shit or read a book or watch a movie or talk to their friends or figure this shit out. I really do. I envy those motherfuckers that just go to fucking karate class and live their lives. And
but they have other problems.
Like what?
But that's what I'm trying to tell you. No one has... If you think you see somebody who's thin and jogging and happy,
Joe Rogan is flawless.
No,
he is a beautiful man and has no problems.
No, but they
listen
have other
to me,
they
he is perfect.
Things.
That's and a good I've, example.
They
no, not for nothing.
Things. They have other
he really
things.
Is fucking.
He
flawless.
He might not be able to handle a relationship.
He's married. And he has 2 kids. He's so happy. He's a millionaire. He has a job that he loves. He has another job that he loves. He's one of the funniest guys on the planet. He's shredded.
He knows everything.
He knows everything about it. Everything. He's just an intelligent fucking. Oh my God, human being. He's made by the government. Okay, so fuck you. Don't ever talk about him like that. There's nothing wrong with him.
Are you through?
I'm through. Jess, what do you got? Where are you going to be? What's your website? What do you want to promote?
This is coming out on the 18th of February, by the way.
Oh, okay.
After that.
I have no idea what I have coming up after that.
What's your website?
It's jessicakirson.com. It's KIRSON. And I have a YouTube channel.
Did yes, someone just hilarious. I
yeah,
love
thank
it.
Thank you. It's the Jesse K show.
Funny
I fucking love you. I watch you. I watch I check you out on Facebook.
Oh, she's hilarious.
Thank you.
Is where I see most of your stuff.
Yeah.
So go to her Facebook page and like it so you get what she puts out there.
Yeah.
And her channel's, it really is hilarious.
Oh, that thing in the, when you start crying in front of the Chinese people.
Yeah, yeah. I just start crying and screaming and people never react. They never react to anything.
You're fearless on camera out in public.
Yeah, I am.
And the only way to do a YouTube video comedy-wise in public is to be fearless.
Right.
And a lot of people.
But I'm really filled with fear.
Yeah, but you're
filled.
Fearless.
Right. But on camera, I'm yeah, that's true.
Fucking unbelievable.
So are you. I love you.
Chris, what do you got besides suicide?
Besides suicide.
That's in years from now.
That's 40. 12 years.
You have 12 years. What do you.
Besides shooting yourself in a field, what else is coming up?
Just stand up?
They're going to play this at his fucking funeral in 12 years.
So before
I love you. I hope you don't
before,
do it.
Yeah.
Before, you better not do it, you hack.
Yeah, I know. Before
it's so hacking.
Tell someone it's hacking and then I went to
it. It really is because they're great. Telling him he's going to do it and if you do it, you're just a fucking
big hack.
Yeah, come up with something else. Cut a leg off. Below you,
no. So put a vest on, walk into a comedy club, some bitch gets loud and the whole place goes.
That would do it.
What? Why? Wait, what? Why did your Middle Eastern side just come out?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm
going
to
start wearing a burqa.
So I guess after February 18th?
Yeah.
February 23rd. I'll be opening for Artie Lang at the Old Westbury Theater.
What the fuck, dude? That's great.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Artie Lang lets you open for him?
Yeah, I open for him all the time.
You're
he's a great guy.
Fuck you, dude.
And how long have you been doing comedy, Chris?
3 years.
Yeah, wow. He's already at the cellar. Yeah.
You really fuck you, dude. Really.
That's why you can't complain to comics that are newer.
Yeah, but that's why I didn't want to say anything.
Right, no, I know. I'm just saying they'll kill you.
He pays you great, right?
Art, yeah,
and he's a great
just
guy.
A great experience with him.
Yeah, it's a great guy. I did two years
on the road with him. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, he's the best. Yeah.
He was awesome.
Best guy.
Yeah.
Speaking of somebody with no problems.
Hey.
Yeah.
Gnome.
It's Noam.
Thank you. We just discussed that on his show.
Why do you guys think it's okay to call him Gnome? And Noam. Why do you allow him to say Gnome? Goyim is right.
What do you mean, Goyim? What the.
Testing Blame. 1, 2. Hey, Noam. Here, take that. I want to talk to you about last night. Take that.
Wait, so we're not
such
plugging,
a ham.
We're not
No. Put a mic in your ham. Hey, tomorrow. Oh, you're such a ham. Look at you just looked at Kelly like, what are you talking about, bitch?
What?
Last night.
She's been away, right?
Yeah.
She's been away, yeah. She was in Australia.
Oh, hold on. By the way, a bet was made about you. The 40
I can
push-ups.
Do 40 push-ups, all right?
But let me tell you something. So
I heard your push-ups were like girl push-ups. That's what I heard.
They can all cushion tuchus. They can all suck my ass, right?
What the hell just...
60 perfect push-ups.
No, nobody said they were perfect.
Okay. Oh, Dan Natterman now is the efficient on what a push-up is, right?
Aficionado, not the efficient.
No, the...
right,
yeah.
He tells us to read all these
He's
books.
He's the efficiency.
And how to say his name right. You can't even say efficient.
Dan Natterman is the frigid.
We did an hour of boxing. I was there a half hour early to jog. I still did 60 push-ups with no problem. And then they bitched that they weren't good enough push-ups for them. But why didn't they say in the middle of my 60, hey, Morty, those aren't right push-ups?
Because they wanted to make fun of you,
asshole.
Did you
just call yourself Morty?
Modi.
Listen, first of all,
he said he just didn't want to argue with you.
Can we? I want to get back to
that's what he said. Such
can I talk?
What?
Can I talk to Noam? Can I talk to Noam?
Noam.
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 There you go. Just add a syllable.
Noam. Yeah. Noam. What are you doing? Well, last night we had a nice party here for Liz, who's leaving, who I'm going to miss. She's amazing. And Liz is leaving.
Oh,
it's a disaster.
What?
Yeah. Well, Jesus. You want to talk about fucking anxiety and fucking doom. Here's your real dad. This is the fucking...
I'm literally just trying to like be zen about it, not even like breathe deep because it's a disaster.
Yeah, but you got other people that's going to fill our spot, kind of, right?
No.
Okay, well, I guess this fucking... We got to move. Find another place to do this show because this is going downhill. What? What do you mean?
Stop that.
Could happen.
No. What are you going to do? You think the fucking place is going to fall down?
I can't. I don't know what we're going to do without her.
What did she do?
Everything.
What do you do?
Nothing.
Since since Liz has been here, nothing.
So now you're going to have to do it.
Yeah.
That's what you're sad about.
Yeah.
We're all sad about that. You're going to be here more?
Well, I'll be here more and I have to be just worrying about a lot more things. In the meantime, I have a baby at home and another one on the way and it's horrible.
Jesus Christ. I feel like shit right now.
Now that you've killed this podcast.
Jesus Christ.
Can we talk about chocolate bananas inside of us again?
Yeah. Well, last night I was going to say, you gave a very emotional speech. It was beautiful. I mean, you teared up.
I did not tear up.
You fucking teared up. I got it on video. I got it on video.
Not only were my push-ups with Nadiman and Keith can really
I'm turning your mic down. Listen to me. No, you teared up last night. It was a beautiful night. But I want you to be honest. Now when the singer came up and sang her song, when she was like, you know, I got a song and I just came up with this idea.
Oh yeah.
And she was like, I love you, I love. Did you feel fucking queasy at all, or did you like it?
I liked it. You didn't like it?
Let me tell you something.
Ugh.
Okay. As a singer, how about the poem? Did you like the poem?
The poem?
Yeah.
No, the poem was so-so. The German girl's poem?
This is why I love Noam. He will literally, you want to talk about honesty? This cocksack is talking about this poor girl wrote a poem and she read it last night.
She's German.
This is what a dick Noam is. She read the poem, the first couple verses, and got a laugh, and like people laughed. And then he went, no, do it again. He gave her a microphone. So she had to do it again. And she doesn't know. She had no laughs on the fucking, she had to read it again. Then it just trailed off. And then she couldn't read it. There was no light. So she was standing on a chair, like hitting the ceiling with no light, and she was fucking up her own poem, and people just let it go down, and I was like, oh god.
A German girl.
She read Mein Kampf.
Reparations. Holy shit.
She had it coming.
Oh, alright, so god. So what you're saying is, this is the end of the fucking, this is, it's all gonna come tumbling down.
It's not going to come tumbling down.
Listen, should I be doing my show at Dustin Chaffin's
room? Are you interested in this? What I'm worried about most, more than anything, is the friggin' health department, because the city of New York is so unbelievably difficult now with this health department shit. And Liz was really on top of it. And, you know, it's just...
But you hired somebody to fill her spot.
Who?
I know what you're getting at, Robert.
I'm saying that he's going to... That person will... pick up the slack.
Yeah, I don't know if... Yeah, hopefully.
You have to trust
you
that.
You have to have some kind of belief.
You have to trust
in
that.
Him.
Or you have to.
Yeah, I believe in him. But, you know, Liz is unbelievably talented.
Where's she going?
She's going to Florida.
She's going to Florida to get her
MBA. To work at the improv.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Liz could be like chief of staff for the White House. You know, she just unbelievable.
Carried away. She's, you know, married a Puerto Rican. It's not going to happen.
She's not... Oh, she married a Puerto Rican. Yeah, yeah.
That laugh was awesome.
You know who else married a Puerto Rican?
You.
Me.
You did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
All right, well, I mean, last night was beautiful. Your speech was beautiful. I felt bad. I mean, you really touched me. You welled up a couple times. You fucking welled up. Be a man and admit it that you welled up.
I welled up.
You did. You cried.
Aww.
You cried.
I cried before I uttered a word.
Aww.
You did. You were crying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you were crying. What a pussy. Listen.
I knew it.
I knew you were going to say that.
Robert catalogs every time he catches me crying. Do you know why?
Because you called me a fucking not a man, because I told you I cried at my wedding.
I saw you crying. We watched it online.
You laughed at me, right? And then you said I wasn't a man. That's why.
Never forget.
Right, exactly. You should know that.
Robert got... did you watch Robert's wedding? He got married on the beach with an internet camera. Was it Hawaii?
Yeah, that's pretty fucking...
It's not just the two of them with no guests. And they're crying. It was bizarre.
It's not Coney Island. We're in Maui, which is beautiful. And we got married by a fucking a Hawaiian priestess with a fucking conch shell.
And then you have to log in.
The guy
in.
Went... Fuck you. There was a ceremony from the past.
I just cried.
It's called Rosh Hashanah.
Fucking Christ. Nah, dude. Conch shell. Captain Cook and the fucking Samoans, the Hawaiians. It was beautiful. I guess you're done if you want to be done.
No.
All right, Noam. Thank you very much. Thank you for your input. It was fantastic. Jesus, you're a mump tonight.
Mump.
He's sad.
Mump.
He's in a bad mood. Okay.
Are you sad?
He just woke up.
I'm sad. Yeah, I'm nervous. I'm sad. I'm hungover. We drank a lot last night. A lot.
What are you doing?
Getting up, I think, for a hug. What's happening
over
here?
He's going to
hug time.
Oh.
Yeah. Now we know who the pussy really is.
Okay, okay. Is awesome. All right, no problem. Me too.
Oh. And now Chris Modi just and Modi Chris. Are hugging.
You didn't get him to suckle at your teeth. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Modi, that was
amazing. And I just want to ask one question. Did you think I couldn't do 40 push-ups?
Oh, my God.
I said you could.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
I said you could.
Okay.
I guarantee you can't. Give me the microphone back.
40 were, you know, I did 60 after working out for an hour and a half. I did 60.
All right, guys.
And they gave me, hold on, so you get everybody else a plug except for me.
I'm going back to the room. Oh, I'm going back to the plugs, you fuck.
Just, all right.
Jesus, mother of Joseph, she's such a yenta. All right, so, Modi, what are you going to do? I just threw up my mouth again.
Hurry up, because I have to get to a show.
Okay. Where are you working at 6 in the afternoon?
It's 8.
It's 8 o'clock.
Wow, this flew by.
I know,
it was fun. Let's go.
Oh, my God. I just got this thing. I'm hosting this thing called a Jewish Star Singing Competition. It's an American Idol for Jewish singers.
I'm going to... The thought of even...
I want to kill myself.
I'm new... what's his name? The guy that hosts...
Ryan Seacrest?
Ryan Seacrest of this Jewish competition. Okay. And so just...
This is what every single singer is going to do.
Mozi.
One right after the other. 17 of
Donald
them.
Adonalampatarico.
Hey! Anyway, so go to ajewishstar.com and register if you want to be a singer on
What's your Twitter?
I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
ModiLive.com and everything's available from there.
ModiLive.com.
I have a show called Keith and the Girl. You could find it at keithandthegirl.com. We're also on iTunes under Keith and the Girl. This coming March 7th is our 8-year anniversary of podcasting. We'll be hanging out. You could check out our schedule. It's on keithandthegirl.com/events.
One of the original podcasts. One of when podcasts weren't cool.
Right.
You guys were fucking doing it 5 days a week.
I
was in Noam's band.
What the fuck is this?
Back in the day, it was a long time ago.
She used to be here as Anat.
How come you should have her on your show?
I just did it on Saturday.
You did? What the fuck are you?
I'm the only guy who hasn't done his podcast.
You're the only girl?
I haven't either.
All right, listen.
That's how I would land.
I haven't either.
He doesn't like Jews.
Chris, we got you, Chris, right?
No, I was joking.
Chris, we got you?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, make sure you go to Amazon.com on our site on Robert Kelly Live. Riotcast.com/Robert Kelly Live. Anything off of Amazon, anything I mention on the Tech Talk or whatever you buy it from our site at riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Just hit the Amazon button, buy from there. We get a little piece, you get a piece, you get a piece, they get a piece, you get your shit. And Gamefly.com, the Netflix of gaming, Gamefly.com/YKWD, 2-week free trial. Any game you buy, it's like Netflix. You get it, you fuck with it, you use it, and you send it back, get a new game.
It's awesome.
So make sure you check it out. And you guys want to donate, the donate button's on there, you guys. All the stuff we buy here for the new blankets that we got for this directly from the donation. So thank you for all the donations you guys give us.
And also, don't forget, on the 26th of February, we've got the Riotcast show with Robert Kelly and Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane. Yeah. There's a coupon code. Yeah. So if you want to get $5 off your ticket, just type in Riot on the website. Go to the stand, NYC.
Yeah, that's always great when there's a fucking coupon fucking weeks out. We're selling great. It's a fucking 80-seater.
It's next week.
It's fucking shows.
It's next week, Robert.
It's next week, and we're fucking giving away $5.
Two for one.
Headlining comics everywhere, and we're fucking...
I know where Noam's going right now.
Davey Mack. What are you gonna do? Davey Mack. Yeah, but look at the other one. Davey Mack, right there, the bottom, you fucking
say
crazy
Davey
person.
Mack again.
Davey Mack. Davey Mack is gonna be on the show, and Bailey J's coming down.
Yeah.
So two very special guests are gonna be at that show. So make sure you buy your tickets now. Kelly Festuca at Kelly Festuca.
Yep, and don't forget the podcast Twitter handle.
Do you know what Festuca means? It means it's a...
What means?
Oh, Jesus, Modi.
Festuca, is that your name?
Fastuca.
So say it.
Fastuca.
It's a pistachio in Hebrew.
Thanks. Really? You're cutting off my plugs for that fucking pistachio line? You're a fucking informational hazard.
I wish everything just collapsed on you. All your little technology
shit. Thoughts are big. Thoughts are big. He's going to do it. It's going to happen.
That hurts, dude. That fucking hurts. I hope your 5 o'clock shadow stays forever. Okay. Okay, listen. I love you guys. Go to robertkellylive.com. Come see me fucking live. Get your tickets early. Don't wait till the day of. Make me panic. club's going, dude, we got to promote. Not selling any tickets. Buy your fucking tickets. Come see me live. Boston, I'm coming back to you. Philly, I'm there now.
Yes, you are on the 21st, the 22nd, 23rd at Helium Comedy Club.
Oh my God, you put that.
If you have any questions or constructive criticism or suggestions for the YKWD podcast, please send them to ykwd@riotcast.com. Those emails go directly to us. We look at them all. So if you have, you know, some titty pics of your wife or girlfriend or pictures of your own vagina, please send them to ykwd@riotcast.com. We look at them all. We take all your suggestions to heart, and we try to implement them. Not really, but we do like the emails. So any guest suggestions, anybody you want to see on the show, all that shit, ykwd@riotcast.com. Make sure you support our sponsors, Amazon and Gamefly. Amazon, go to riotcast.com, click on the You Know What Dude podcast page. There's an Amazon link. Click on it. Buy what you're going to buy. Clothes, groceries, hovercraft, electronics, whatever the fuck you're going to get. Get it through that link. You're getting us money, you're getting Amazon money, and you're saving money and getting the shit you need. So make sure you use the Amazon link on the You Know What Dude podcast site on riotcast.com. And if you're a video game guy, go to gamefly.com/YKWD. Join through that link. You're going to get 2 weeks free. It's saving a lot of money. And then you can fucking cancel if you want, or you can stay on, which you should, and get games sent to your house. You don't have to go buy them and spend the $60 and find out the game stinks. Get it through Gamefly first, check it out, and if you like it, you can buy it through Gamefly. It's an easy, really easy, great way to play video games and not spend $1 million a month, because new games come out every month. Before you know it, you spent fucking $300 and two of the games stink. Well, you already blew through them already. It's done. If you're a story mode asshole and you don't play multiplayer. So go to gamefly.com/YKWD. Join up for a couple weeks. Check it out. You're going to love it. I guarantee it. Gamefly.com/YKWD. If you're a fan of YKWD podcast, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go right now and download, if you have an iPhone or an iPad, the free Riotcast app. And if you don't, just go to riotcast.com or go to Stitcher and check it out if you have an Android phone. And I want you to check out all the other shows. My Wife Hates Me, Jim Florentine's Comedy Mental Midgets, Weird Medicine with Dr. Steve, The Glory Hole with Rob Sprance, Comedy Cellar, Live from the Table, The Bailey J Show with Matt, The Davey Mac Sports Program, Why You Suck in Bed, Mad Scientist Party Hour, The Jersey Jerks, and The Hammer Fisting MMA Podcast. It's free. It's hours and hours and hours of entertainment for nothing. That's what we give you at Riotcast. So go and support the other shows. Tell your friends about it. Spread the word. This is the fucking most amazing podcast network. So if you love my show, go support the other shows. Okay? Go and check them out. Riotcast.com app for iPhone and iPad. Android is coming soon. Get Stitcher if you have an Android phone. Or just go to riotcast.com. And go to iTunes. Subscribe to my show and the other shows and leave a review. You don't understand that this shit's free, and that helps a lot. Okay, you keep us in the top 100, maybe get us to the top 20. I don't know, maybe the top 10, and that's when other people see that and they check out the show, and it feeds itself. That's how that works. So please review iTunes and make sure you subscribe. Spread the word. You guys are fantastic. Thank you so much. You are so beautiful to me.
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop